Gamers Haven Actual Play.
Traveler, S.S. Clark. A brutal war raged between the Villani and the Third Imperium for decades. However, it has finally come to a close. Both sides having lost forces, each side sought to have the other pay for it, or at least that's what they believed if they were victorious. Luckily for the Third Imperium, they were on the winning side. In order for the Villani Empire to make reparations, they gave them one sector of their frontier space, and then promptly cut communications. Without a map or a vague idea of what's in the sector, the Imperium is set out to do it the old-fashioned way and send in the scouts. The SS Clark, a massive capital ship, has been launched to the sector to explore it. The Behemoth has two huge docking bays that house scout ships used in order to seek out these newly gained resources. Just because the Villani, however, turned over the territory, doesn't mean that they've told the people living in that sector that they've done so.
Noble Knight Games has been serving the needs of thousands of gamers worldwide since 1997. With a huge selection of over 30,000 unique products, including discounts on most in-print games of up to 50% off or more. Noble Knight Games is the place for out-of-print RPGs, board games, war games, collectible card games, miniatures, and all things game-related. They ship worldwide and will purchase or trade your titles you no longer need, new, or used. Your satisfaction is guaranteed. Just visit www.noblenight.com or visit our website for direct access to thousands of new, out-of-print, and in some cases, one-of-a-kind items.
This is the Vorpal Network.
Okay, where we had last left our intrepid travelers.
I don't know. Steven's not so intrepid.
Do I need a computer, or is this my crystal that has a computer?
You're only for intrusion purposes.
Beyond that, it just...
It's a pistol.
I didn't know how advanced it was.
Okay. So, you guys had met Yoon-ji. He is the leader here in New Seoul, a former prison colony. Tyler has been hiding on the ship, making sure that the repair crew doesn't repair your ship. What? Basically, there were a bunch of guys in orange jumpsuits with heavy tattoos, and they're coming up to help, you know, check and make sure your ship was okay. And people started to get worried because they started noticing gang signs.
I'm sitting there going...
There's actually a reason for that.
It's a prop.
It's a prop for later. you guys had done a lot of scanning. After you guys had also visited the other planets in this sector, the water world and the ice world around the cold dying star.
I shot Tom Cruise.
He deserved it. You guys have a variety of fish and a few microbial life from the frozen planet that apparently could survive in the sub-zero Celsius.
The real fish I wanted we couldn't put on the ship.
That's right, it was a pit. Because it was the size of a bus.
Plus the pilot wouldn't let me take it on. No.
That thing is not getting on our hovercraft. Or else we'd be sleeping with the fishes.
No, sleeping with the fish. Okay. So, you guys had met up with Yoon-ji and basically told him that, sure, you know, operate as a mining colony all you want. We're not going to bring guards in. You guys can do your own thing out here.
No, that's not what we actually said. We said, we'll bring your situation up to the Imperium.
That's what we'll suggest to them.
Okay.
We have no political power here.
Actually, you do. Oh. As I told you guys last session...
negotiating on behalf of the Imperium.
Yes, you guys are the representatives. What you say goes, and the Imperium will stand by it. Unless it's complete and fucking ludicrous.
Unless the Imperium can find a loophole around what we say because they really just want to.
Yeah. Basically, it's the... We will go with everything you say unless it's stupid. Sure! No, we'll go ahead and divulge, you know, secrets to you. No, we're not. But sort of the, sure, we'll offer you amnesty. Yeah. Usually, if the agents think that, then they're okay with it.
Yeah.
Because usually their agents are raving psychotics, like, oh, you murder people?
Awesome!
Steve!
In this case, it's more, oh, you want to operate as a mining colony that would be beneficial to our...
And the only thing is the government might send people over here to manage them.
No, what they would do is they would send people out to build a naval base.
Yeah.
Some sort of defense. Because right now, as you can see, one ship is terrorizing the entire asteroid field. If that tells you how screwed they are.
These range modifiers?
Mm-hmm.
Which one's the pistol?
Pistol is -1 at personal, which is the P.
But what is its number? Because I know how the minuses work. Is it close?
Same.
Steven,
personal.
P is personal. C is close. So, it depends on where they are and...
What range modifier? What is its range? Is it a
Steven,
personal weapon?
Steven, I was telling you that. Pistol. Personal. You have a -1.
Tell me where it's 0.
Okay, save that. Instead of just
close
yelling at me.
Thank you.
Okay.
Yay, cooperation! Okay,
I'm sorry, when Steven doesn't actually tell me what he wants...
That's what its range is. It's a close weapon.
No, what this is it's a miscommunication, and soon there'll be dead bodies on the floor. That's fine. This is a prison. They're used to it!
Uh-oh, I'm wearing red-ish. I was reading the Beastman book today. And it said, you know, flashy things or a fancy uniform pisses off the Beastman, or just the color red.
Dude... Beastmen are just pissed off.
It's
you know, the whole bull and color red thing going on there.
In actuality,
so you guys had found northeast rimward. You guys had found that's where they were last. Number of computers locked in code. They'll determine. Okay, they're in the northeast section rimward in a highly radioactive region. It had taken
you a series of hours to find this out.
Yeah.
And
I had
the problem
to
is at that point. If you go there, your sensors will not work.
So we have to find them visually.
Yeah, you'll either have to find them visually, or you'll have to find some informants here or whatnot, because there's enough radiation that your ship will block it, but basically your sensors are like...
No, the sensors work for about 5 feet, and then it goes past that saying, this is what's out there!
This is static!
There's a lot of radiation.
It's saying, you shouldn't be here.
Don't go outside. Advisory.
I'm going to release our Tyranid scouts.
Alright, so a Carnifex walks out of your ship.
Okay.
Ah!
I suppose we can ask people on, like, the asteroids that are bordering the...
Is this the only
radiation
colony here?
No, several of the asteroids are inhabited.
Okay. Now, refresh my memory. We were informed that the individual ship that we're looking for doesn't have a normal base operation. It's just pillaging. And
they can't find it.
Okay.
If it is indeed operating out of the radioactive section, that would explain why.
Yeah.
Okay, well, I vote we go with Jessica's plan and begin asking around at other colony thingy. Uninhabited asteroids.
Especially since they've been terrorizing this area.
Yeah.
They might have a little more information. Or they might withhold. It's a 50-50.
Hey, my gun's silenced. No one will know.
No, I'm saying that they won't say anything because they're scared.
I'm saying...
Because they're pussies.
I can threaten to shoot them. And then if I do have to shoot them, less people will know about it.
Do farters get anything?
Yeah, that'd help our negotiations. Finally.
What? It's aggressive negotiations.
Races are just after equipment act. Or just after,
the character creation.
Right after character creation. There you go. Well, keep going. Sorry. No! Wrong way! After career. Before that. Stop jumping so many pages at once! Keep going. A little bit more. Keep going. Almost.
Good boy.
There you go!
Yay!
It's somewhere in there.
I'm on the right page.
Okay. So you guys want to go to one of the other colonies.
Meh.
Or one of the other asteroids.
What code do I have for R, Steven?
Mm-hmm.
You guys won't have a problem...
You like your idea.
Exiting? New Soul, of course, you know, says, by all means, fly around.
Mm-hmm.
You can visit one of the other compounds.
I'll do a quick check on the ship. 9. Anyone sabotage it?
This would be a recon check. Or actually a mechanic check. Mechanic
I say, that's what I was doing. I got 9 plus, I don't know if, what thing to add, so it's 10. Because all of mine is plus 1.
Okay. Nothing is mechanically wrong.
Mechanically wrong?
Yes.
Did they get the shit? Did they?
No.
Oh.
Okay, we're good to go.
There are a number of cigarette butts around the ship, though.
I give one of them a candy bar.
What type of candy bar? Mars?
No, Soul.
That would have been years since you had a candy bar.
He takes a single bite and kind of wraps it up. Kind of saves the rest of it.
Maybe Milky Way.
This is probably the first time he's had something other than prison gruel in quite a while. Of course, considering most of what we have on our ship is military rations, we're not much better
off.
Hey,
it's a little better than prison gruel.
Actually, I watched an entire Modern Marvel show on their food. It's actually pretty awesome.
What, prison food?
No, not prison food. Military food.
Yeah. Current military food is actually good. Now, go back to World War I? No.
They had a cracker. No, go back to Civil War.
They gave you a heart attack.
They gave you a piece of bread.
No, what you do is you infiltrate someone's home and force them out to make the food.
You're going back a bit further, but they also did do that.
Yeah, come World War I's when they actually started canning crap. Still nasty.
Anyway.
Except for Vienna sausages. Anywho.
You guys will dock over at Asteroid
12. This one is a all-female installation.
Cool.
Of course, all the girls have short hair. They still are heavily tattooed, because remember, this was basically
if
the dumping pit for
everyone. If I see one that has the, you know, the heavy tattoos, shaved head, piercing, her name is Jack, I'm just going to leave her over there.
That's fine. She throws you against a wall.
She's over there.
She crushes 3 mechs with her mind.
And then
which she can't do when she's on your team.
Nope. Okay. Okay.
You're so, do the talk.
Yes.
Going around and talking, you will need persuasion. Men are at a -1.
Hey, I have a... Can I assist?
Yes, you can assist.
Does his -1 still apply?
Yes, but I have a +1 already, so... I'm effectively at a +0, so whatever I roll.
It's the only way social, right?
Yes.
The only way if I actually help is if I get a tier of success, right?
Yes, if you get an effect.
We have Denny's, right?
Yes, you do.
Yeah, because +1's going to...
Let me hand you 2.
It gets me 8.
Okay, that's all you need.
I think you're aiming for a 7. Correct?
You're aiming for an 8.
8 is
only if I want to start including the marginal success and whatnot, but it's good enough.
It's always only 2, right?
Yeah. Yes. There are a few Aslan women in, of course, piracy.
Of course.
Yar.
Yes. There are a number of... Basically what the Aslan women actually do is they point out that human and say, she's an informant to them. You want to go talk to her.
Alright.
By the way, does any of us actually have a positive strength characteristic?
No.
She has a +2.
She's effectively.
She's the equivalent of a 12 strength human.
And you're a puny for an Aslan, aren't you?
No, she's an A. Average. She's respectable.
I'm average.
You're average for an Aslan.
For an Aslan.
However, her dexterity is the trade-off.
I am very dexterous.
Is it -2 or something?
For me, it's 0.
Yes.
No, it's a -2.
It's a -2. She has a +2.
What else do you get?
Claws.
Damn my feeble race. I have a -2 and a +1.
It's because dex is important.
Because dex is used for guns.
That's right.
No. Oh, that's right. Yeah.
And you two are human, so...
We don't get anything.
We're the average race in the galaxy.
Again.
You know, I would like to see once.
Humans are the long-lived race.
Well, if you look at it in comparison,
so
like...
Everyone's like, what, 10 years?
If you look at humans compared to the Salarians in Mass Effect...
There's a fly race.
I'm playing one of the fly people, and it's children.
Because you're going to need his children.
No, what you do is each generation passes its consciousness on to each to the next. So they still progress. It's just each individual.
Anywho, so they have pointed you out to an informant.
Okay.
How you proceed from here is up to you.
All right, well...
She's a badass pirate chick. She's got half her head shaved.
Hmm.
The other half cut long.
Wait, how do you cut something long?
As in, you cut it wet. You only cut it wet.
Oh, I know. Anyways.
Alright. Yeah, just so all you guys know, she's an informant for them. So if it goes bad, I'm going to be stepping backwards.
That's right, we got him.
Let's bring bullets. Oh, forgot them this time.
Yes, you did.
Did you grab the gun bag?
What?
Who died and put me in charge of the gun bag?
Pretty much everybody.
So yes, Alec, you didn't bring your weapons.
I was figuring I'm not
basically
that stupid.
Basically what you did is you brought your sidearm. Because remember, as I told you, these guys don't have guns.
Yeah.
That's one of the reasons why they're so vulnerable.
Yeah,
you probably
brought
three
your sidearm.
And I'm actually fairly well trained in unarmed combat too, so...
Okay.
So that's why we have him.
Alright, well, I suppose I'll approach... You guys can just, I don't know, keep distance for now, so we don't cloud her.
No. Is there any mechanical stuff that I can do around here while she's talking?
Sure, you can help repair the place.
Sure, I'll spend an hour or two helping fix.
Okay.
Yeah, I do.
They're thankful for it. Yeah, they're thankful for it.
No. Not enough to give you sex, though.
I wasn't looking for it.
Alright, you reduce one of them to tears.
I'll approach her. Did I get a name right
now? Where did I go to? Somebody can't do it. They start crying. Fix their machines. They start crying. What's wrong with these people?
Is her name Jack?
Yes, her name is Jack.
Damn it.
Janet?
Damn it. Janet.
Well, I suppose I would. Excuse me, miss. You have a moment to speak.
What do you want, cat?
I'm looking for some information, if you're willing to give.
It's gonna cost you. I don't give out information for free, you know.
Is that guy wearing lipstick, Steven?
No. Just the insides of their lips are red, because they're
and what correct. Would you consider valuable here?
A carton. A smokes.
Oh. Do any of us smoke? I don't think so.
I'm in the military. It's pretty much implied that I smoke.
Actually, no, they do give you cigarette rations. And then you can trade those off.
I toss her the pack of cigarettes I have in my pocket.
And then I'm going, do I smoke? Only when I light myself on fire.
Okay.
Have ground assault. They give us something to keep us calm when we're in the foxholes.
Are these the comms?
Yes.
That picture,
what,
I think, is
what
not
is the group they called them? The pirates?
No, these things.
Yes.
I can't remember what they were
called.
There's
like Tickle 6, which is
the
only one.
I don't think they actually gave them a
yes,
name.
Yes, those are the comms.
They're just a...
Computers
or, what was their,
one. We're getting to
previous that. Number that they had.
Mm-hmm. They were mining group 6.
Alex, if you want to really laugh, look at their eyes.
Alright.
Red.
Okay, well, I'm looking for information on mining group 6.
Resembling eyes at all?
No.
Uh-huh.
Yes. We have relative information that points to an area which they are located. Do you happen to know any further details on where in this radioactive area they may be docked?
Go ahead and give me a persuade.
12.
She looks at the cigarettes and goes, oh, these are the good kind, too. Kind of pops it with us.
I guess I like my smokes high quality.
She pulls one out, just kind of puts it to her lips, kind of. She doesn't like it. She
just tastes it right
just
now.
Just sucking the air through, just. Oh, yeah. That's almost better than smoking the prison cigarettes alone.
You're welcome.
Yeah, I know that they're operating out of an old mining section.
Wherever they are, I don't know, you know, location, but I know there's a mining facility there.
I know that they're rallied around their first mate, Kang Shi, considering their
former captain died.
And there's only one mining facility within that area?
I just know that they're operating out of a mining facility.
Okay.
Cookie? For our connection, you do get one additional skill point anywhere you so choose.
Do you know what type of weapon they have? Because we've been told that they may have some.
Skill at zero. Skill at one.
Pistols, light machine guns.
You get one
right. Light submachine guns. And a few shotguns.
Andre just looked it up.
What about anything like armor or anything like that?
Anything that the guards had.
Okay. Spy tech. I don't know. Okay. Do you know the reason why they're doing this? Motives?
Birds fly, fish swim, pirates pirate.
Just old ways.
They weren't here long before the guards were pulled out anyway.
Oh. Well, thank you, ma'am. I'll let you.
If you give me another pack, I won't tell them that you asked me some questions.
Do I have a second pack in my pockets?
Technically, I'm still part of the military, so I'd get my cigarette rations back.
Let me guess, I have several packs on me.
You have three.
Okay, so.
Three more?
Three more?
Yes.
You were carrying four packs?
What?
I mean, chain smokers?
Actually, cigarettes are a great trade item.
Oh, I know. Use a freaking minigun to light them?
Except if you miss? No. What you do is you fire off the minigun till it's hot, and then you light it off the barrel.
I love the smell of tobacco and gunpowder.
So you enter a second pack?
Yes.
Alright.
No, I love the smell of napalm in the morning.
Use napalm to light your cigarette!
What, is part of your name the fucking comedian? Okay. So, you guys part way with Jack.
Actually, you don't use he didn't use napalm to light it. He used the little ignition flame.
Oh, I know. We were talking about using napalm. Actually.
Okay.
So, you guys now have a mining installation in the northeast rimward. That might actually be in the computer banks.
Okay! Quick! To a computer bank!
Who has computer skill?
I do.
What do you have it at?
One.
I have a 1-2.
What do you have?
What's your intelligence?
1.
I have a 2.
Oh!
Yeah, look at that. We all got 1 rank in computers.
Except for apparently the... Dude, I shoot people!
It's not actually computers. What is it?
No, it is computers.
Yes, I don't know. I have a 2 intelligence, but I don't know how to use computers, apparently.
Rocket launcher.
Do you have +2 intelligence?
Yes.
Does anybody have a +2 to something but me?
Education.
I have 2 +2s.
Technically dexterity.
And technically strength.
Okay, we're talking about 12. I've got 2 12s, 2 11s.
I hate you.
8, 10, 10, 12, 7, 9.
Then I got a 6.
I got a 4. 9, 10, 10, 9, 8.
You didn't roll enough.
No, I did. Problem is that was the best set.
Wow.
Anywho.
It's even stuff.
So it will actually only take an hour per check this time.
Well, to... look through the computer to find a map?
Map? No, you're looking at the installations. And remember, as I told you, it was coded.
Oh.
That's why it takes an hour per check.
It was Vellani code, though, wasn't it?
It is Vellani code.
I can tell you what the words are. That doesn't necessarily... I mean, I suppose that military tactics might give us...
Well, we need him to hack the computer.
Am I going to be able to do that not knowing the language?
Yes.
Well...
Because the thing is on your ship, you actually have a translator. It's just when you're not on your ship,
that's why I'm here.
That's why you talk.
Do any of the people here need medical attention?
No.
Is anyone sick or anything?
Well, there's a we got gang.
Actually, yes. There probably are tons of people that are wounded and sick because they pulled the medics out, too. They pulled the doctors out.
Yeah, and since the piracy's going on, I figured maybe a few people...
Unfortunately, whenever piracy happens... the people don't come back. Because, you know, space sucks.
Literally.
I suppose, if that's the case, while he's getting the information on the computer, I guess I'll help people medic-y
okay.
stuff. If Jessica wants to do it too, that's...
Well, honestly, you don't particularly need to roll. It's happening in the background. You guys are doing it cinematically. Yeah. And there are
people... Because we figured it'd take a few hours, so we'd help.
You know, you do get some eyeball. You get some people kind of like, who the hell are you? What are you doing? And then you pull out a first aid kit, and they're like, oh.
Oh my gosh, I got shooted the other day. Can you pull that out?
You know, and then they say, is this bad? It's got, like, gangrene. You can see some maggots starting to, you know, they're like, is that bad?
Yes.
I think I'm going to need something a little bigger than penicillin.
You willing to sell any of that morphine?
Yeah, morphine to the eye.
Whoa. I really don't care anymore.
We just need Tyler to do the hacking.
You'd just be blind in that one eye. But you'd be good for it for a while.
Actually, no.
It depends where you stabbed him in the eye.
I have such a high dexterity, I stab him directly through the cornea, through the part of the eye that doesn't actually have anything in it. Of course, unfortunately, it goes directly into his brain and dies.
Anyway, there are a few people that do kind of...
Dice box?
That's fine. I'm not going to force them.
It's under the laptop.
There are still a few people who kind of try and do the...
Before the whites... Sorry, I don't like the colored dice.
Who still kind of, you know, kind of go for looking for extra, you know, like penicillin and stuff like that.
Just there's black on it.
And but you know, for the most part, people are grateful because that's one of the things they're trying to do here in the prisons. They're actually trying to reform because since now it literally is their turf, they actually feel a reason to protect it, as opposed to when you're a prisoner, it's kind of the.
And now they actually have a chance to make something of it, too.
And they're getting paid.
Yes.
Instead of being used for basically slave labor.
Wait, I can make money, do an honest day's work, and not worry as much about dying?
There's still a lot of people who look at piracy attractively. In fact, there, as I said, there's a small subset that think that the pirates are right, and that's the way to go back to it.
Yeah. Well, this is their issue right now.
Yeah.
We're just here to, you know, make sure our interests aren't dead.
Yeah. You're here to tell them that we're the new management. Okay. Mm-hmm.
All right. Well.
Did you hack the system?
I don't know.
Yeah.
Computers, and I got a +1 because of my intrusion program.
Okay.
What, your gun is intrusion?
Mm-hmm.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah. Bang! Ha!
But I also have my own little computer, so.
This is a normal check because you guys had already done something computer-related last time.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. So just a normal DC-8.
Mm-hmm. So I roll computers plus intelligence, which is 3, plus 1 because of intrusion.
Yes.
So you need
2. A 4.
He needs 4.
Yes.
I got a 10.
Okay. There's only one mining operation, mining facility out there. And it's one of those where the mining is in air quotes.
You mean where they take people to die?
Actually, the entire place is lead lined, like a foot thick of it. However, you're looking at financial records to the area. There's a lot of hammers and toilet seats that go there.
Oh, so this might be where the street was getting their shit.
There's a lot of hammers and toilets.
Either that or they were selling drugs or something out of there.
But you have indeed identified the singular facility.
Wait, you mean they have 20 restrooms, each restroom has 3 toilets,
and
they get 100 toilets every 2 months?
Yeah, pretty much. And they also need about 10,000 hammers to put those together.
But no nails.
No nails.
But, I mean, do they take the hammers to the toilets? That's why they need to get new toilets? But why do they need so many hammers? Because a hammer doesn't break on a toilet.
How many times did you get shivved, woman?
I told that bitch she was fat!
Are you really this dense? Okay.
Listen, my guy's a bit oblivious. He's sitting there going...
No, I'm not talking about Steve. I'm talking about the character.
Yeah, my character's a bit oblivious. He's not...
And that's what I would say. Are you really that dense? Yay.
No. He didn't realize we were in a prison when we first landed.
What are you again?
Mechanic.
Oh.
I'm the guy they put in the ship and say, go look over there.
You're that guy that was
trapped in space for the longest time. I heard stories about you.
You did? What'd you hear? Because I don't know what happened.
No, I heard stories that you were found by... you? This one.
That's how we...
Oh, yeah, yeah, the hitchhiking. Yeah, that was fun. No, it wasn't. That was a bad time of my life.
You guys have identified your location.
Okay. All right, well...
To the ship! All
right.
Ow.
You just popped your arm. What the hell? Aerosol?
Yeah.
What is that?
It's aerosol.
It needs to create a fine mist 6 meters, and it diffuses lasers but does not block normal vision. Laser attack made through the mist has its damage reduced by 10.
Ooh. They only got 75.
But I think it's like what? One charge use?
It's one-time use.
Okay.
Yeah, but...
It's a wonderful item.
When you get in the ship, there's like 7 people. They all have laser guns.
Yeah.
Well, it's also good because me and Alec both use slug.
Yeah, that's fine. However, what it is... Okay, well, I wasted my first turn.
Okay. I'm sitting there going...
Actually, all you gotta do is shoot out of it.
True. All right, we're fighting in space.
Yeah, you have to step beyond it, like just at the and shoot, because if it passes through it, it does that.
Yeah,
dissipates at 1d6 times 3 rounds.
All right.
Yep.
Actually, it's right as you get about there.
I'm gonna get some.
Now this is when
we're the Jedi ship.
Yeah. You guys, you need to give me a sensors check to see if you are surprised.
Are you making us rebuy the grenades or not?
No.
Basically, you buy however many you carry with you normally, and then those refresh every time we return to the scout fleet.
9.
9? Okay. You will indeed...
Wait, you're doing it that way?
No frags.
So you have 2 smoke, smoke, 2 stun.
Okay.
I carry 3 frag grenades around.
Go on.
Well, I didn't want to carry more than that because...
Okay.
It's 2 of each grenade.
As you are moving closer towards it, you suddenly two meteors begin moving faster than they should, or 2 of the asteroids.
We got company.
As they come actually out from around the asteroids.
Oh God! It's an A-wing.
Are we in our ships?
An Obi-Wan. Yes.
All right. Since there has been a warning. You guys actually are not surprised. So you will get to roll initiative, and they won't get to go first. Well, they might still, but... Alright, however, I will need the book from Tyler.
Hold on.
Because I'm still not an expert on space combat.
How does initiative work?
2d6, and you add... 1, whoever's thrusters are higher.
And then he can roll his tactics thing.
Tactics naval.
Naval. I just get only my intelligence instead of the... So I only get a +2 instead of a +4.
Mm-hmm.
Still, it helps.
Right. Somehow you managed to beat me at chess. I don't get that.
You were only once.
I carry with me 2 stun, 2 smoke, and 2
diffusion. That sounds acceptable.
You're not carrying aerosol?
No, that's the diffusion aerosol.
However, I will love it if I ever accidentally shoot your grenade belt. Roll a d6!
It'll be one of the... 2 of them are harmless, 2 of them will hurt.
If one of the ones that will hurt goes off, it might set off the other ones.
Maybe.
Suddenly, Challenger throws in this giant mist of chemicals.
Hope you never hit my grenade belt. Or the rockets I happen to be carrying with me.
Okay, let me get to space combat.
Do you have a rocket launcher?
Yes.
Oh.
It has a clip of 2 rockets as well.
That is their positions. Then we need to determine crew positions. So we're going to go around the table and figure out where everyone would like to go. There is pilot, captain, drive engineer, turret, gunner, bay gunner, damage control, marine, and passenger.
I will be taking the turret gunner slot.
I am pilot.
Can we take up more than one position?
You can switch positions at the end of the phase.
Okay, I guess, I assume if I wanted to roll naval tactics, I'd have to take...
Captain.
I'll take up the captain position.
What's the other one you were going to do?
Marine.
Oh, in case we aborted?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Well, you can switch from captain to marine
Jessica?
When it comes up.
Yep.
You are the captain marine.
Do you have anything like mechanic or anything like that?
Do you have pilot?
Yes.
Why don't you take over as
do you have pilot 1?
Mm-hmm.
She has
you actually have higher pilot than I do.
Then you take over
wait,
as mechanic.
Plus zero piloting?
Oh, one.
Dex?
Yes.
Yes. What other skills do you have, Steve?
I'll go mechanic.
Yes.
Okay, pilot. Because I have one higher pilot than she does, which isn't really
but you have. But she has no mechanic.
Yeah. Yes, you have mechanic.
Wouldn't so mechanic be the damage control?
Yes.
Okay.
Basically, you're taking care of anything that if they hit us.
Okay.
Which they will.
I go to the engine room and pump some jams.
Okay.
Strawberry?
I was more kind of going for blackberry.
Okay.
It's for the caffeine, you need to give me a... roll your tactics.
I take it it's intelligence plus whatever I have?
Yes.
Okay.
Grenades are under what kind of weapon?
Thrown. Which is athletics.
Okay, I got a 0.
Okay, I got a 10.
10. That will add 2 to your initiative. So, pilot, you get to roll 2. D6.
Plus
2.
2.
And they will get to roll 2d6 plus 1.
They're going first.
They got a 6. You got a 4.
4.
Alright. Honestly, that's a good time to roll double
ones. I'd rather roll it on initiative than anything else. So,
you're like, where's the ignition again? The ship's already on.
Okay.
No, what happened was I'm saying to the pilot, I got a pilot. You guys, I can fly. You can fly? Oh, okay.
All right. So during the maneuver phase, they get to move, traveling towards each other. Okay. They get to move their thrust in movement. So.
What's this? What's the thrown star?
1, 2, 3, 4, okay. 5. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Now, the one you can actually see is this one, because this one's coming up on your ass. It's just on your sensors. These are small pennances, common craft for adventuring groups. They have speed, range, and cargo, and they have a single pulse beam. So, these are not actually ships. These are small craft.
Yeah.
Oh, so they're unmanned.
No, they're manned.
No, they're manned.
They're just short range.
They are short range. They have no warp. Or no jump.
No jump.
Instead of being, out of range, personal is considered not possible for a grenade.
I think you just kind of go like this and say, keep fighting me if you want.
Yeah.
What is the ship considered? Our ship.
Your ship is a scout ship. That's its actual classification.
Okay. By the way, I learned something today. I want the internet to know
this.
Can
I actually pilot it? Because I have pilot small craft.
Yes, you have rank 0 in pilot.
Okay.
So you have a total of plus 0.
I want the internet to know, if your sunburn starts to peel, don't peel it. Let the skin fall off.
Okay.
I peeled it this morning and my shoulder is cracking from dryness.
Alright.
Put some aloe on.
Paper!
So then, Jessica, your ship has a thrust of 2. You get to move 2.
On their aliens. What's the range
all
on our guns?
Minor open cuts.
Yours it can reach all the way out to I think 10 squares.
Well, okay.
This is the pilot's job. 1, 2. Okay.
And we can probably shoot that one, but we still have to loop around and hit that one.
Yes.
Oh, facing does matter.
Facing does matter in this. He is faced like that.
Put some aloe vera on it.
Yeah. That's what he's doing. All right,
it's gonna help it heal.
Now, in order of initiative,
all those minor
all
cuts.
We get to go down the line. So he, since you are no longer in his front arc,
wait, can't we shoot?
Bam to bam. Oh no, you are just inside his front arc.
I got a question. Turrets? Do they matter?
No, you do not worry about fixing. Okay, so, only fixed guns.
Okay, so
which is what matters for these guys.
So Jessica, don't worry about
facing
for us.
Okay.
So we have a turret.
So he will fire his.
Do we have any He'll fixed guns? His.
Nope.
No. You have no
turret's
fixed guns.
The only gun we got.
Okay.
You are a lightly armed vessel. And then next, your ship gets to take its action, including firing a weapon, launching missiles, or boarding.
So, I say we board.
Which one would you... Which one would you like to shoot at?
How easily do they turn?
These turn fairly easily because it takes 1 to turn, and they have 5 movement. You have 2. They are small and a lot faster than you are.
We only have a 2 movement on our ship.
Yes.
Do I have any minuses?
Huh?
Do I have any minuses to shoot either one?
No.
I'll shoot the wood coming out from behind.
So that one. Okay. Reactions. Okay. Unfortunately, all of you guys actually spent thrust. That's my bad. So there is no dodging to be had.
I take it we can't move our full movement if we want to dodge?
Yes, any leftover thrust you can spend towards dodging.
Okay. I agree with Stephen. We need to get better engines.
Or we just sit there and dodge.
Actually, let's see. Dodge.
Sure, we're all learning.
Okay. You guys have one reaction based on your initiative, and none of these are particularly useful for you right now. Okay, so now we actually resolve all of our actions. Going in initiative order. This one got an 8. They get to fire. 6 plus their gunnery.
Pain. Did burn look so good?
It doesn't burn, it stings.
You will miss.
Got the chemicals from that piercing.
Miss. 2 misses. Then your gunner returns fire.
Is it intelligence or dex?
It is dex.
Doesn't matter, but I just want to know. I probably hit.
Okay.
You need an 8.
I got a 12.
You easily hit. Your...
Doesn't going over help, though?
Yes, it adds +1 to your damage. For every 1 you get over, it adds 1 to your damage. Alright, you guys with your pulse laser gets to roll a d6.
Me, our turret?
Yes, it is a pulse turret.
So both of us have pulse.
Actually, pulse is a single one.
Hold on. Okay. Scout ship. Oh, it's a double turret, so it's a double pulse turret.
So 2d6?
Yes.
I take 8.
8?
Anything. Plus...
2, I think.
4?
I roll 12.
Okay. You take out its 2 points.
He's shooting the other one.
And that one was back a square. Because he could not shoot us from there. And he's going straight.
Yes, this just put him us in his
front. Okay. 1. Oh, now we go back down to initiatives. You beat 2 guys. 1. 2. 3. Four. Yeah. Your guys' pilot smirk move?
I said we just dodge. Wait, I'm in the mechanic room on a hammock.
I wonder which way I go is gonna hit me.
Could just spend the 2 on dodging.
You can only spend up to 1 on dodging.
Oh.
So spend 1 to face him and then 1 to dodge.
Does armor move, work differently on the ship?
Armor? No.
Yeah. Like
is it more heavily armored in the front than it is in the back? Or no? Okay. Like in Star Trek when everyone shields in the front, not in the back.
They don't have shields in this, I don't think, except on the big capital ships.
They have it on capital ships, not on something
and
in the
front. And they cost a ton.
That's why they're on the capital ships and not on the small ships. I guess you just turn towards them.
Choose the pilot. 1.
And I guess I use 1 for dodging.
And 1 for dodging. Okay, he's declaring his shot against you. I assume you declare...
I want to shoot the asteroid right next to us.
Okay.
No, I shoot the ship.
Okay. He will declare his reaction of dodging. You'll declare your reaction of...
Dodging.
Actions are resolved. You know what? I have GM bennies. I want to at least hit the ship once.
We hit him.
I hit by 12.
Yay, he hits. Okay. So you roll...
by 12 too?
No. He hits by...
Does he have minuses?
Yeah. He's got a plus.
So he hits by 12. Zero. So he hits by 11.
At 11.
Mm-hmm. Minus 2 from each of your guys' side, so he hits by 1. Because both you guys are dodging.
Oh, so you only hit by 10.
So you get +2 on your damage. He gets +1 on his. 7!
14.
So
fine. Alright, we now get to roll where you guys were hit.
Aced!
Wow! Crappy team! We just ganked. They tried to gank us, but we killed both of them.
No, no, you just got a good pilot. Or gunner.
Okay,
gunner,
so let's see. You guys have 4 points of armor.
Oh, we take 3 points of hull.
Which means that it goes through your 2 points of hull and into your 1 point. And one of your 2 points of structure, so it is an internal shot.
Steven, start working.
I'll just roll where it hits.
First, I have to see what type of. It is a. It is a single hit located in the 8, which is the hull. If it's reduced to 0, then same row on internal. Oh, I was looking at the wrong one. Structure. No. 4. There we go. He hits your power plant. Your power plant is damaged now.
What was the other one? Kill us all?
You lose another point of structure.
Oh.
Which would put you exactly at 0, which would mean...
So hey, we'd have to spend some time...
I have a head suit with mag grapples for a reason.
You're not wearing it, though. We got ambushed.
But I can get it on.
So
the ship just stopped moving.
Basically, in the engineering section, you guys hear...
Still alive?
That was awesome!
I know you're alive.
Ow. Don't yell into the comms, please.
I got sorry. Word.
That was sweet.
Okay, good. You're alive.
Good shit.
You, of course, put on your HEV suit.
Let me rephrase that.
I've never done that before.
Everyone else is sealed in the air areas as you can open the door to the engineering section, which is also where the jump drives are.
Yeah. No, actually, I'm sorry. Not on your guys. Where is that? Don't get caught.
It's own separate room.
I was waiting for you to say something like that.
Outlanding, outlanding ships.
I was trying to remember what line Luke said. I was like, I think I got one!
Don't get caught.
No, same room.
Okay, so it is indeed the same room.
Mm-hmm.
And there is, of course, no atmosphere. You look up, there's this nice giant hole that's kind of going... And you look down, and there's this nice kind of hole going... And there's this giant chunk of your power plant missing.
Hey, guys.
Yeah?
We'll be stuck here for a bit.
Okay.
Okay, I'll orbit this asteroid.
we're in the radiation right now, aren't we?
Yes.
So our sensors don't do crap.
Yes. Right now...
Oh, the alarms are going off.
Yeah, the alarms are alert! 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 since you are in your HEV suit, that reduces the rads by 50, which means that it is within... I wouldn't say healthy levels, but
tolerable levels.
Yes, just to let you know, your rad poison.
I advise X amount of time in the area.
I'm sorry, what?
Let me get to
get naked and strip and do the tees. What?
Okay.
Yes, do that.
All right. So this is reduced by. You have a hazard suit, right?
Yes, I have an HEV suit.
Oh, never mind. You are fine inside there.
I got this sucker for a reason.
Anyone else? That would be because you actually take, because this counts as a serious leak, so you take 2d6 every minute, so this will stop the first 200.
What will stop the first 200?
His HEV suit.
4 for the first 20 minutes. This is actually an engineering check, not a mechanic check.
Is there anything I
is it electrical or power plant?
Oh, it is power plant.
Actually power plant.
Is there anything I can help with, Steven?
No. You can't... Wait, you have a HEV suit, don't you? Do you have any mechanic or engineering skills?
You need engineering, not mechanic.
Engineering... Nope. I don't know nothing about that.
All right, well, I effectively have a 0 in it, because I have a 1 in...
All right, you can stand there and hand him tools.
So I got a 10.
That's what I said. If there's anything I help you with, tell me. I'll come out.
Jessica's the only one who can't...
Oh, really, and I have my repair there right now, I think.
I ain't going out there! I don't want to spur another tale. Or worse.
Alright, so far you still have no effect. You determine that you can indeed get it. It still works, it's just heavily damaged.
Mm-hmm.
You can basically slap patch it. Another hit will destroy the ship.
Yeah.
And you're going to need a docking bay to actually fix the hole.
Yes.
But the power plant is usable.
All right.
As of course, there's a montage of
everything goes faster with the montage.
Wait, Andre.
All
take a screwdriver, shove it into this gear, grab a hammer.
If you're expecting, like, space combat, a lot of people will depressurize their ships.
Mm-hmm. But you were not.
Yeah, that's why we need to get you just a suit and then hang around in. Just
it has a dress slot. Do you have a battle suit?
I have an HEV suit.
Okay.
Battle dress costs $2 million for the basic
or
suit.
If you get the marine roll for it.
Anywho. Alright, well, I'll fix it up and come back in.
You kind of...
Detox.
You guys can hear when he walks in a minor Geiger counter.
That's why I said detox.
Alright.
Nope. Here's some rat away.
I rub it on my suit.
Yeah, they actually have that.
No.
So, the good news is, we can keep going. The bad news is, if we get hit again, the ship going. And we don't have enough metal on the ship to fix it. We need a docking bay.
Should we go back to the ship then?
I figure,
because how many fighters did they have?
We don't know.
You notice that these were police.
Cruisers, basically.
Yeah.
The question is, if we go now, we might still maintain some of our element of surprise. If we leave,
well, can we hide our ship from them?
Are they going to use their sensors? Cloud?
So they had to see us visually then, right?
Yes.
Can we, like, sneak around in our ship then?
Best we can.
I pull out several buckets of black paint.
That's going to take a long fucking time.
It won't work. It won't get on the ship. We'll take it outside, go like this, and brush will just turn solid.
Maybe it's all oil-based, Steven.
It'll still freeze in absolute zero.
Space is not absolute zero.
No, but it's cold.
This is entirely your guys' call. Repair will take probably a couple days. A few days.
Yeah.
If it'll take a couple days, I vote we go now, because if they start seeing people have blown up their ships, they might get angry.
Alright, I'm going to run in 10 sensors. You go ahead and pilot us in.
All 5 feet we get?
Yes, well, I'm going to try it. I'm still going to do intensive to try to decipher the static.
Okay.
You're at a -6.
I got 6.
You got a 0.
No, I got a 6. I got a 12.
You still failed.
Yes.
However, you got, since with the ship's decent sensors, you will actually begin to make out a faint heat signature from the station over there. Okay. There does not seem to be any activity.
Remember the last time I had these? Left it up there for like 6 months?
Ants got into it?
Or some sort of creature.
Mm-hmm.
Or I think they're actually eggs and needles. Looks like they got smart. They put it in a plastic bag.
You don't see any other heat signatures coming from there.
Okay. Well, I'll be staying close to the meteors.
So we can dodge around them?
Yes, we can dodge around
them. Okay, alright.
And if there is something there, we'll be able to see them and stop.
That pops out of a meteor.
Yeah, yeah.
It's okay, it's suffocating.
They're escaping. They don't breathe. Mm-hmm.
Basically, what you guys will be able to do is you'll be able to pull right up to kind of the docking area. And since it is closed, you'll either have to figure out a way to hack into it, or you'll have to go basically leave your ship there.
Alright, we need the hacker.
Hold on, I'm making noodles.
Really? Is this the best time to make dinner? We're
what?
Alright.
We're assaulting an enemy base.
I'm getting
you got it right.
I'm ground assault, not space assault.
So yes. Once we get in there, we can possibly hide the ship, and then we can proceed on foot. Now, of course, they have like handguns and small machine guns.
From being encumbered, it's a -1 to everything, right?
I don't know what type of armor, but the police armor.
I'm going in my head suit.
I'm probably going to have to go in my HEV suit, too, just in case.
Black jacket.
Okay.
I'm going in this because I don't have the physical.
This is a secure location, so it is a hard computer check, which is a -2.
That means I have a +2.
Mm-hmm.
Computers, 1, intelligence, yeah. And my comlink has an intrusion plate.
Mm-hmm.
I bought a comlink.
Look what I found!
It's a cell phone.
be sure to pick up a transceiver as well for when we're not in areas with communications arrays.
You mean like a radio transceiver?
Yes.
I was going to buy other things, but those are the little things that aren't very expensive that doesn't really matter.
By the way, I activate my motion sensor once we get in.
But there's motion out there. It's going to ask for it.
I got a 11.
Using the Volani code that you have found, you can easily tap into their system. There's still a small like wireless area for wireless communication that works as though it's been hardened from the radiation and the interference that it causes, and you kind of got to go...
Can I do anything else with it while we're going in?
Nothing else is hooked up to this.
Okay, so
it's the garage door opener.
I have to find a actual...
You'd have to find a dumb terminal. As you, of course, the doors open up, we see a few crates terminal. Actually shoot out.
I don't
see
they
a person.
Could.
No, there are no people. A few crates... A tray full of, you know, or like one of those tables, and you see some wrenches and hammers floating off into space.
There's a giant shipment of toilets.
I'm not sure.
There is a crate of 100 hammers.
I told you!
Well, I guess
and one toilet seat.
This is their storage of toilet seats and hammers.
Alright.
Their imperial storage of toilet seats.
Let me go ahead and pause.
That's what they did, is they made a mold.
Okay. So, I don't particularly need to draw out the docking bay for you, because anything in there that was threatening is no longer threatening.
Or there.
Or there.
Possibly decompressed.
Do we have sniper rifles on the scope? On the
sniper
ship?
Rifle? No.
What's just rifles?
Basically imagine pistols.
Okay, just pistols. I was expecting to be way in the back. Okay, I got it from here!
You've got the very basic, is it just a...
Auto pistol.
Oh, it's an auto pistol?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I suppose my auto pistol's still worth it.
Oh, I'm sorry. Snub pistols. Because those are the ones that are meant to be used on ships.
Yep, because they're 3d6 minus 3.
And they have a recoil of dash.
That's the same as an auto pistol, except an auto pistol has a recoil of 0 and auto fire 3.
Okay, so you guys are now sitting inside your ship. As you guys are looking out into the docking bay, you can see little yellow lights come on, start doing this.
I think we set off the alarm.
And
can you turn it off?
Not from here.
Can you close the door so we can get out?
Yeah.
And then you can hear the...
Alright, well everyone suit up!
I'm ready.
How do you put this on?
What are you trying to put on?
A suit?
A back suit. I tried putting on back suit.
I would say that they have a total of 5 back suits in there. And
I'm
going
to say, what's the atmosphere out there?
He has a head suit.
But Alcus Marinus Minus is in his hip suit.
It's zero-G training.
No, I'm encumbered by my back suit. So are you, actually.
Yes.
Wait, why would I need to throw my head suit? Is there no atmosphere out there?
No, there is, just I'm going for DR, because I know I'm going to get in the fight, and I don't have the hit point.
Oh. It's a difference of 2, which would mean hitting more often, or 2 armor. I'm hitting more often.
Mine would be a difference of 3.
I would be a difference of 4.
Do you have cloth armor, even?
She has not bought any equipment yet.
Yeah, you should definitely buy cloth armor to close.
I was saying, I didn't buy anything.
It's a 5. For 5.
Wait,
armor.
Your head is 9?
Yeah.
How is mine only an 8?
Because he got special.
I got mine from Andre.
Because
I rolled for it.
Yeah.
You know, flak armor feels a lot less, you know, spiffy when you get DR5 cloth.
Tech level 8 versus
tech level 10.
True.
No, it's tech level 10 cloth.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I'll say the flak jacket.
I have tech level 10 cloth.
Do you want to wear my cloth armor then?
What is it?
She would have to rip a hole.
Oh, that's right, the tail.
Can we just assume she has tech level 10 cloth?
No, she didn't buy it. She's a doctor. She's not expecting to get shot.
Okay.
It's a reasonable
shirt.
Now, after this time, she'll come back and go, honey, I need to learn how to use guns. Or, honey, I need to go get me some armor.
What do you suggest?
Because her honey is the captain of the security of the capital ship, of the SS... Clark.
Alright, well, everyone suit up. Your doctor outfit might not do you much good, but it's alright.
Stay behind us.
That's what I was planning.
I don't think this thing has a cock, so I can't do that.
Does the HEV suit make me stealth less?
Just what the penalties are.
If you're encumbered, minus one.
So no.
Just because it's bright orange doesn't...
Hey, I'm not wearing Gordon Freeman's suit. Come on.
Yes, you are. We're all wearing Gordon Freeman's suit.
No, it just means apparently there was an orange cloth floating by and you just kind of hid.
You have penalties for hiding out in the open, but you have bonuses when hiding in vents.
Only if I have a crowbar, right?
I said every HEV suit includes a crowbar.
Wait. Does this mean we didn't get the helmets with our HEV suits?
That's right.
Somehow we're still able to breathe in space with them on.
Wait a minute.
Goatee.
So how did my goatee then stop the
radiation? Well, do you know how often you walk through radiation in that game?
Oh god! Like in the beginning of Half-Life, you walk past that giant pool of radiation. On the tram, you're like,
yo. Honestly, I would say.
And what's funny is they mentioned the safety parts at the exact same time, just for amusement.
Do you get Freeman's mind? Honestly, that is probably the best representation of what the average person would think.
What the fuck?
Well, some of it. Other bits of Freeman's mind are just like, wow, this guy's psychotic.
Well, anywho. Imagine what he would be like after that.
No, he was psychotic before this.
Alright, so you guys are now inside. Your hole feels a bit better.
Is the room pressurized?
It is indeed pressurized. It takes about 2 minutes.
Alright, you two roll out first. We'll follow.
Hey.
Walking onto the docking bay, no problems. No one's come here.
Let's wait.
Okay. My motion sensor doesn't function beyond this room because everything is lead lined.
No, just the outside is lead lined.
Oh, okay.
Does it say how much it pierces?
Does anyone have the book? May I see the book?
I can look it up for you.
I just have the basic motion sensor.
Okay.
Well, the only motion sensor.
And that's on armor?
No, it's actually its own specific item. It's with the comms and stuff like that, I think.
Comms, maybe. Com dot, holographic projector.
Maybe it might be the next page. It's with the infrareds. Seeing it's just gadgets, I think, or something. I don't know.
Motion sensor! Tech level 9 can report general qualities, finished but no more. I'm trying to interpret data from a tech level 9. Sensors check may be needed.
I have the tech level 9 motion sensor, so.
Alright, so it only has 6 meters, about 20 feet,
and that's. This room is bigger than this, so there's no movement directly next to you.
Yes, I understand. It's just, I have it on for when we're in hallways.
I understand.
Is that actually a part of your gun, or is it individual item?
I have a motion sensor.
Do you have the sensor skill?
No.
What it does, he doesn't look at the more complex things. Mm. He doesn't look at the size, height, or anything like that. Like, he says, motion
bleed! There's a bleed!
it's the
motion.
The alien bleed.
Yeah, it's the alien motion sensor. Like, shit.
Yeah, when you look at a motion detector, don't even bother looking straight ahead of you. Up, down, or on the walls. Don't bother. It's when that one's walking towards it where you're like...
There's bleep.
No, you realize...
Where is he?
You realize he's walking towards you. Oh, crap, that's a predator that hasn't stealthed yet.
Anyway.
Yeah, a predator hasn't stealthed and he's being dumb.
No, he's just kind of like, you know what? Fuck you.
Isn't how far away he is from you. And if you've got a flamethrower.
He shoots you.
Fire! Okay.
Alright. I'm going to let the tactician take control from here.
There are... 2 exits heading out of here. One on the north side, one on the south side.
North side!
Did anyone manage to get a layout of this place?
No.
Andre said there were no maps. Period.
There were not maps of this place.
This is like a secret, super secret base location.
Interesting.
Alright. Well, your military tactician has to pee before the assault starts.
Ooh, can I come join you?
No.
Stop feeding, Ivan. Actually, I'm average.
Alright.
Left or right?
I want ore. Do we have something to melt the wall?
I'm sorry, what? 6 meters, so.
No, sorry, guys, has left.
Isn't it that 20 way. Feet? Basically?
It's 6 meters, three squares. Each one of these is 2 meters.
Okay, so it's 15 feet.
Yeah.
I suppose it's actually me and you doing that.
Yeah, you guys are the ones that are in front.
I'm here, so that way when there's a fight, I'll shoot like this.
These doors are, of course, much heavier than you're probably going to expect anywhere else in the facility, for obvious reasons.
Yeah, because if you're assaulting, you have to go through these doors.
That and, you know, you don't...
Explosive decompression?
Yeah, decompression.
Do I have to open that door?
No. These doors are easily openable to anyone who has a key card, so yes.
All right. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Well, of course, it's a little number pad. It's got three little.
Well, I have my doctor key card. Does it work?
Is it computers?
It isn't. Yes. Because, let's see, any other skills that would be applicable to this? You have to make a bribe check.
I have a broker. I have to bribe the door.
Yes, it's computers.
I think I succeeded.
Yeah.
Just for reference,
you find the code of 000?
No, 1, 2, 3, 4.
15.
Yep, 000.
No, I'm maintaining this is
one,
the, 1, 2, 3, 4. No, it's the Team Fortress 2 video. 1, 1, 1, 1. And you just see that one button is all worn out.
You have easily hacked open this door. That way you can see at this angle.
The scout is actually the spy.
Does the Leaper say anything?
I assume it's not actually making noise.
It echoes. Can you turn that off?
Wah! Wah! Wah!
Is there a hard computer around?
You open up to the hallway.
I peek around the hallway to open the door.
And that's what they were waiting for. Although you were going to have hellacious cover.
No, I step out into the hallway.
One, two, trip naked
and do
four.
The
and you do this! Ha!
When they have a laser, or do they have a...
As I said, they have SMGs.
So slug.
Yeah. Pistols,
There's not a shotgun.
What is close?
Like submachine guns.
What's the ranges on that? Close, short, medium, what is the range on that?
I can get it for you here in a second.
I'll just smoke and then toss a stun grenade around the barrier.
Mm-hmm. Right now, I'm not going to draw what's past them because you're a little preoccupied.
Alright, now let me pull these guys' guns out. Someone actually grenade them. No, why waste a grenade on... Always grenades that don't actually destroy things.
No, all we need to do is have him just pop out in the hall, shoot, and then you take your turn to pull him back in. And then just every turn just...
That's stupid.
That's why he's not the military technician.
That's the reason why he was missing for several years.
What?
We should do this! That is moronic!
No, that's
I'm
why,
doing it!
That's why the scouts hired Rizzy. We should do this!
Crazy.
That might work. Go try it. Oh, you're back. You're alive?
God, I hope this kills him. Wait, you were right. No.
But... Alright, go do this. Go ahead, go. We trust in your decision. Shh, he's still gonna die. We sent him with a cheap ship, too. You're alive? You're back? Yeah, I learned something new.
They don't have any SMGs, so I'll just go ahead and go with an assault rifle.
And then you disappear for 2 years and you're back again. Hey, guys!
No, see,
first
term, I did this miraculous thing from this ancient ruins. Second term, I had him.
One guy's gonna hit you.
Son of a bitch.
The other guy will not. Okay, so let's see.
It was obviously this one, because he has a slightly better angle.
You see, they're going, I bet he's going to pop his head out. Ha!
See, Bill, I was right.
All
right,
so let's see.
Oh, I thought he was going to pop his head out lower.
I was aiming for the knee.
So I made a 2,500...
Boom!
Beastman army. Their Cyclops creature is... Amazing. I love that.
Alright, so, adding heal. Just hit by one.
Damn.
And since he was using the burst fire, he gets to add the auto fire rate of...
12.
4?
18.
So he's going to have 3d6 plus 5. 15.
So I lose 9 after armor.
Yeah. You kind of poke your head around the corner and go...
and then poke back.
What's
your
endurance
for,
by
the way?
Yes, it does indeed take your endurance first, but it has to go all the way from a stat first. Mm-hmm. And then it can bleed over.
Then it goes to strength or dex.
Yes, and the hit must all come out of that one.
So you take 9 from your endurance.
I have 1 endurance left.
It literally, the bullet, you poke your head out and your helmet goes BAM! Mm-hmm. And one of the bullets also hits your shoulder and there is blood that spurts out of that one. Now we go through an issue.
Okay, the good news is the suit heals itself.
What is it? Just dex?
I think it's 2d6 adding your dex modifier.
I got a 9.
Wow, that's fast, Jessica.
What's a plus 0?
Well, no, I was saying that's actually pretty good for you.
I got a 4.
Tyler?
Come on. I don't want an 8.
All of our holes are dirty.
Tyler got a 12.
Can you
not
do my dice?
No, I do my dice.
I don't need the
so, that wasn't Robbie.
So do I add my dex modifier to?
Told you, you went on 12.
I do
want 12. Alright, Tyler. Gunfire has occurred.
Alright, hold on.
And there's blood splatter on your helmet from the guy in front of you.
Where a hole is, Alec?
The dishwasher?
I'm just kind of like,
Oh! Shot!
What I'm gonna do is I'm gonna toss a smoke grenade out there so that I figure out how much the cover they give us. Can you look that up for me?
Do
your
thing.
I don't know where I need to call
it. Smoke grenade.
Morphine. Go.
The smoke puts a -2 on all attacks in, within, or through the cloud, doubled for laser weapons. Let's see, it's radius.
I know, you're just something stupid now, so go.
So this will just provide us cover.
6 meters. So... yes.
3
is its radius.
So it covers that in the middle, with the thing being in the middle. So...
you know what's funny, Tyler? Yeah. If that's a -2, you literally made it impossible for them to hit us.
Well,
impossible to hit you. I mean, as I said, you kind of did this, and by shit-ass luck, he hit you. He had a +1. He needed a 12.
Well, no, I want us to be able to extend here, so I'm going to try to toss it in that one.
Okay, so roll athletics.
These two squares, we can actually stand and hit them or something. Got a 6.
6.
Okay.
What was it? Plus...
athletics.
What's a plus?
I think throwing is actually strength.
Then I got a 5.
Okay. Let's see.
Well,
athletics.
Look.
It is a -1.
He has a 0 as athletics.
You actually have a 0 on it? Good.
Good?
Good.
That means you don't take further minuses.
Oh.
Yeah, strength.
Better.
Okay.
Helpful or you're rude.
Alright, so what happens?
Ding.
Yeah, we need to figure out where it scatters to. Scatter.
I was hoping it'd be dex, but I guess it couldn't be that convenient.
Roll a d6.
It's happy.
Super smiley.
5.
Let's see. You were throwing it that direction, so...
do you just want a d8?
1, 2, 3, 4, 5. It actually lands right there, because you threw it, hit the wall, and it bounced back right in front of Alec.
That's fine. Oh, God, nothing smoke in my face!
So it covers 3 meters out to here.
Huh. Where'd they go?
Good thing you have a helmet on.
You're next, Jessica. Remember, applying first aid takes
Steven?
10 minutes.
Black jacket helmet.
Oh.
Actually, well, did all of the crates fly out?
Yes.
Oh. Because I was going to make a border for when someone opened this door.
Diary.
Explosive decompression. Or if you're only fancy, explosive decomposure.
I was just wondering if anyone was like, locked down or anything.
They were not that... They did not think that far ahead.
Okay, I was just... Well, I can't see him now. All I can do is give him morphine, which I don't know what would actually do for him.
Relief pain.
That's about it.
What would the in-game effect be there?
Yeah, that's what I'm...
You probably have combat drugs.
That takes four rounds to...
That's cryobirth.
Obviously, being medic and
medicinal drugs.
Yeah, there's no healing in combat in this game.
No.
That's stim, metabolic, combat drugs. Adds plus four to his initiative.
Do you actually have combat drugs?
Fast drug and a gaffix. Let's see.
I would assume that's what I'd actually spend my money on.
1,000 gold per combat drug.
I have it.
1,000 credits. What is your total credits?
47,500.
Is that how much you have left or how much you got?
How much I have left.
Okay.
Hold on, I'm looking it up.
Well, I was going to say, how long does a snow class? I can't tell you what combat does do.
Roll a d6, Tyler.
Remember?
It's probably the same as a aerosol grenade, so 3d6, or a d6 times 3 out rounds.
Smoke.
18 rounds.
D6 times 3.
Yeah,
18 rounds.
You have no ventilation right here.
Yeah, and I'm not seeing anything to combat pain.
There isn't. There's nothing in the game that, what I remember.
Yes.
However, the combat drugs are good because they
give VR. It was plus 4 to the initiative. He may dodge once per round. The drug kicks in for 20 seconds. Last 10 minutes.
Can I get any sort of dodge against the bullets?
You did not take a dodge action because they surprised you.
Yeah, you have to actually say dodge.
Yeah.
They allow you to get a free dodge.
Yes.
What does dodge do?
Applies a minus 1 to the dice pool.
Now that's useful. He would have missed if I dodged.
Alright. So, Jessica.
She's going,
It's nothing I can do.
Okay. Alec.
So I will just crouch and wait for that door to open because I know it will.
Do you want to move over to that one? Get ready to claw anyone who comes out?
Is there minuses for shooting in a melee?
You could fire from the door.
That's what I'm doing.
I think so.
I'm going to fire him, auto-firing, I guess.
Okay. You auto-fire, count how many bolts you use off.
Actually, can six I actually, shots. Since it's a code, can I break it?
But they can still open it from the other side.
But it'll take actually force power to open it.
Yeah, you no, just, there's a
key. You just break the numpad on this side.
That's why I break the...
You just end up breaking the numpad on this side.
Yeah. There's one on the other side.
You'd have to hotwire it to jam it.
Okay.
I could change the
passcode,
but that would take time.
So, auto fire, I just get to hit an area, right?
If you're doing a full auto.
Which is all, how many bullets?
What's your...
Auto fire is 6.
Okay, so you roll 6 dice and you assign them however you want.
Okay, oh, it's just damage at that point?
No. You're spreading it over an area and you decide what ones are paired together so you can see if you hit.
Oh, okay.
So say, for example, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5... 6. I want to put this one and this one together, this one and this one together, and then that one and that one together.
Okay.
Okay. You have a minus 2 because of their cover.
So I have a net of minus 4 thanks to smoke.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And you pair them up however you want.
But I have a plus 3 to hit, so...
You got a net of minus 1.
Yep.
Does Chrome give you any bonuses?
Kneeling gives you not to hit, no.
Oh, makes it harder to hit you.
Okay. Can we put the relish away in attention?
Yeah, two together.
Yeah, give it to me, I'm not doing anything.
So I'm looking for 8s. No, I'm looking for 9s actually, so nothing I can really do besides 2 hits. And
okay.
You need defense bonuses.
Okay. Well, defense bonuses?
And how much?
1.
That's what laying down does?
Yes.
Okay.
I'm shooting 1 at
one
each.
1 each? Okay.
And by the way, this is still just kind of leaning out, opening
that
fire.
That's fine.
Okay. So
use up 18 bullets.
18 bullets. Got it. So that's 2 hits.
Mm-hmm.
3d6 on each of them.
So, kneeling does the same thing as
No, crouching. I'll have to look it up.
Okay, because I'm about to do that. So, wait till I have to change them, I guess.
Okay. This guy first?
Yep.
Nine.
Nine? He will take that.
Don't you add any damage?
No, I don't. Minus
not, not for full auto. You're thinking burst, which is what they did.
I'm doing full auto, which is fill the area with bullets.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay. Do they have one armor?
Yeah. They've got leather jackets, dude.
Oh, so this what happened to me probably would have killed one of them.
Yes.
Not probably.
Well, it might not have killed them. Might have
17, so 8.
Because you have to go through all
eight,
three stats.
16.
That will drop him to seriously injured. So, I focus most of my fire on that.
No, I'm sorry. That knocks him unconscious.
Yeah, because two stats and unconscious.
Yes.
I dodge with my other action unless full auto's a full round.
Full auto's full.
You have a minor action left.
And is dodge a minor action?
Yeah.
I dodge.
Because shooting is just a significant action.
That's right. I'm sorry, I don't know the system too well.
That's fine. Neither do any of us. Okay. His turn, it's not impossible for him to fucking hit you.
Actually, I think it is impossible now, thanks to the smoke and the
yeah,
dodge.
Well, double sixes always hits.
Oh, true.
You could just spray the door.
He's gonna go full auto.
What's his auto rating?
Four.
He's going for double sixes on all these guys.
No.
Yeah, I'm gonna see that.
Yep. He's got one burst in and left before he's out of ammo. Stephen. Bullets are ricocheting all over the place.
I've still got 22 bullets left in this clip, and then I think we're seeing presumably four more clips on top of this.
Do what Jessica's doing, pull out a book.
No, I'm feeling lucky.
Like I said, I'm waiting for him to fall over, then I'll
What is the movement in here?
You move six squares.
Are you charging through me?
I will shoot him!
Okay. Net of minus four.
Does kneeling also give you bonuses?
Kneeling gives you no bonuses to hit.
I'm not talking about to hit.
AC.
AC, yes.
Can I drop to a knee?
Yeah.
Okay. I'll drop to a knee. And I missed my
Did you take any minuses for firing through the cloud of smoke as well?
Minus four. I was on a minus four.
Yes.
I have a plus four. I rolled a seven.
How do you have a plus four?
I have two for pistols. I have one dex and then I have sight.
Okay, you have a higher...
Mm-hmm. All right, so... Hits the crate. His cover saved his life.
I'm feeling really lucky. In retrospect, this might not be such a good idea.
You're a moron!
I'll go ahead and rush on out there.
Okay.
To the edge of the smoke, if I can.
One, two, or do you let him go straight?
He'll have to walk through the door.
One, two, three, four, five, six.
Okay. What does kneeling and laying do?
Okay. All right. Random encounters, combat vehicles, automatic weapons.
That's why I buy these.
See, if I would have been in my role, I would have hit him.
Cover. Stance. Okay. Alright. Standing character uses normal rules. A crouching character moves at half speed can make better use of cover. If a crouching character is in cover, it counts as one higher. A prone character cannot make melee or dodge. You may instead use cover like crouching. All dice modifiers are minus one to hit him. Two.
Okay. I'll just stand true.
Okay.
Minus two if you're laying down.
What?
He's at a minus two to hit you if you're laying down.
Yes, but also can't dodge.
Yeah. Although you moved and then shooting.
And then he has to dodge, because you have two minors and one significant.
I'll try to dodge.
No, wait. You're right. One significant, one minor.
Yeah.
Okay, well, anyways, it doesn't matter.
He opens fire.
I shoot him. With the snub pistol. See, what does all this stuff do? X dot adds one?
Yes.
X dot adds one.
The combat pistol adds one. So that puts me at gun combat three, dex two, so I got plus five.
Wait, X dot? What's X dot?
It's a laser sight.
I hit.
Yeah.
Okay. I hit. Got 14.
Okay. So
let's... So it's a 12. Minuses.
12? Okay. So you add 4. Cloud.
You add 4 damage.
Mm-hmm.
I like how you can put a med kit into your suit.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm.
So add 1 to this. 12.
Also 11, so that drops him his remaining 1, and that puts... That means there's 10 remaining.
I think that puts him unconscious.
Yes, that will put him unconscious.
Doesn't Bam!
Matter. Doesn't matter which one he goes with. Knock him over. Alright, now that you can see the rest of this.
Actually, we can't. He can.
You see a guy with a grenade launcher.
Oh.
See, I told you I felt lucky.
You didn't do anything.
I was a distraction.
No,
I think.
You weren't.
You tried. That's what counts. It's just his life he's thrown away.
Okay.
Any open doors or anything? No. Clear.
That's a lot of bullets.
We might want to take a minute. Or 10.
Okay.
It's up to you guys.
Well, come on into this room, I guess, then.
I don't think we can stop right now.
Yes, we can.
Here we can. Come on in here. Close the door.
You guard there. I'll go shut the door and lock it with a different passcode.
You get in the middle.
Alright, Doc, I guess you need to remove some bullets. Again.
Okay.
Our ship's locked down, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay.
Except for the giant hole in it.
Well, they're not going to be able to fly it away, right?
Hopefully not.
No,
I get an 8 at least.
Does he get any benefits for going over? For
yes, that's actually how much he heals.
Is it education or intellect?
Education.
Alright, then it's a 9.
So re-roll. You would heal 2 endurance? Reroll those dice.
Is there any kind of rules she can make?
Son of a bitch.
Is it just 1 roll?
Yeah, just gets 1 roll.
I mean, like, total?
Yeah.
For 10 minutes? Total.
Total.
Really, Jessica?
Why not?
Applying law.
Do you keep the normal or the new?
No, you keep the best. You keep the best of the rolls.
Alright, so far at 9. Still at 9.
Okay, so you'll heal 2.
Okay, I'm at 3.
Kay.
Better than nothing.
Alright. We need to take this safety.
Yeah, minus is not still out.
No,
I still have negative endurance. I still have minuses to my endurance. And my encumbrance and lots of other things.
He's not wounded, no.
Okay.
He's lightly injured.
Oh, my carrying capacity is unaffected by this, right? Or
I think your lowered strength doesn't really matter.
No. So. Carrying capacity does not matter.
Okay.
Like, when your strength gives a hit, it's not actually okay. Lowering your strength.
Okay, it's just how much I can take.
Yes.
You could take a million
on it. During this time over the intercom system, you'll hear a series of barks, blips, and yips. What it's not Varger.
Okay. What is this? Anything?
It sounds like a code.
Okay. Whoa! Yeah.
I succeed on a language check.
This probably sounds like their version of
Runner Deck
status updates type of thing.
Okay. I'm able to distinguish a couple things, probably, I guess.
No, you get the general gist of it.
You're sitting there going, code, military code, what are they doing? How's the front line? Woof!
You can even hear on them, their little radios kind of doing the bark, bark, bark.
I hate. What kind of ammo do these guys have? Assault rifle ammo?
Yes. They are basically using old, outdated guns of Villani design. You have no idea what the hell they are.
Yeah, pocket it.
So I take it the bullet. The
bullets are not compatible.
You could take one of their guns.
I pick up one of their guns and toss it over my back just for good
measure. Make sure you collect all their ammo as well.
I do. No. I don't think they have a full clip between the two of them.
Did burst fire, he just shot once.
Yeah, both fired burst fire, and then one went full auto.
So you have a full clip, probably.
No.
Do they have any spare clips?
No.
Alright, so we wait 10 minutes.
Okay.
Alright, might hand me the bleeper real quick.
My motion sensor?
Yeah, the bleeper.
I want this back.
Okay. I hop the barrier.
Okay, you hop the barrier.
I go in front of him.
Okay. I crouch as I'm going.
At that point, there's one blip here, one blip here. Okay, they both appear to be average humanoids.
Okay. I'm gonna 5 feet that way.
You gotta come up here, Alec.
I suppose I will.
There are two bleeps here.
That's a three.
Yes.
There's
one here, two here.
Oh, I'm sorry. You said there are two bleeps here. I thought you were only saying there's two bleeps.
All right.
Guess I vault the barrier at this point.
Okay.
I'm going to stay behind the barrier.
That's fine. You want to pick up one of their slug rifles?
Here, I toss you the gun I picked up with the ammo.
You can spray and pray with that gun.
Is that a smart idea?
Yes.
Since I'm behind everyone?
I think it's a wonderfully smart idea.
Just get next to everyone, then spray it.
I still give you a gun.
I hop over here. Mm-hmm. Any more bleeps?
Yes.
I'm shaming the others in the other room.
Six.
Okay. Alright, let's go through the door.
I wish there was something that lightened armor. But there isn't.
Put me next to the door with the
three. Andres, any bleeps?
No.
Okay. I guess we'll...
You open, I'll toss down a grenade.
Is this sealed with a code or anything like that? Or
no. I'll open. You toss my thumb grenade.
Oh, okay. Wait, I have a plus one to hit with this.
Is this the one we can't look at?
I have a
How far is 50 kilometers?
A kilometer is two-thirds of a mile.
Say 5K is 2 miles.
What do you mean?
I have a plus one to hit with my grenade. But I only...
I think it's like 30 miles.
Like 30.
Probably. 5K is just
still don't have a minus
about
one.
2 miles, I think.
I don't know about three.
What are you talking about? Yeah.
How many kilometers does it take to get a mile?
It's 0.6.
1.1, I think. The 0.6 sounds right.
1.6?
No, just 0.6.
0.6 kilometers per mile.
3.1 miles.
3 point. So it is 3, so 30. And a little.
A little more.
Okay. Okay.
He opens the door. I toss a stun grenade.
Okay, well, as you open the door, full auto comes streaming out. Once again, I'm looking for a good number because I'm hitting your hand.
You mean double sixes?
Yo, I know how this is going to work out again.
You're going to get hit and actually get knocked out because you got your hand shot.
Well, honestly, if your hand gets blown off, I think that's a fairly reasonable way to pass out.
On the upside, once I get back, I get a mechanical hand.
No, there's no need to draw animations anymore.
You get a claw. My barrier.
Actually, no, they didn't. That's
right. And actually, Andre, are they shooting when the door gets opened? Or
yes.
Is there anything really there?
Well, except for that guy. That guy might actually be able to see Alec.
The other two just full auto on the door anyways.
Yes.
So one guy might be able to hit you.
How? What kind of door is this?
Slide or open?
Slide.
Do you have a slide or just push a button?
You push a button, it goes...
Okay, you're screwed, Alec. Because you're the one throwing the grenade, you're the one that gets seen by the guy. I just push the button.
The highest you get is a 9. None of them hit me.
That guy hits you once. Barely.
Hey, he's in half cover?
Yeah. He's been aiming. He's been taking the aim, actually.
I'm aiming at the door.
And then long shot. Nope. No. Long shot. Nope. Okay. So 3d6 into your hand. Or actually, this is probably into your shoulder again.
You leaned out just a little bit too much.
Alright, and that'll be 10.
4 deals minus 1 dex, I guess.
Alright.
9 left.
You are now injured.
You only get 1 action per turn, right?
No. He's not seriously injured. He's just injured. Alright. We'll resume our normal initiatives. Tyler.
I don't get to toss my grenade yet they got to shoot me.
Okay, go ahead, toss your grenade.
I hit. I rolled an 8.
And which square were you targeting?
What's the radius on a...
3 meters, or 6 meters.
So how about, and each square is 2 meters?
Yeah.
Yep. So you get 3 squares.
Bam!
Okay, and what is it?
It's a stun grenade!
Alright, let me see what a stun grenade does.
I got a 6.
Alright, stun grenade! Do non-lethal, do not inflict damage. Character hit with a stun grenade must make an endurance equal check equal to the negative to the damage after armor is subtracted. If this endurance check is failed, the character is knocked unconscious. If successful, the character is unaffected by the weapon and stun damage.
DC 10.
Okay. So they need a 9.
Thud.
I'm going to see where I want to spend my bennies.
Thud. One guy to make it.
I'll burn 1 benny. Okay. Thud.
No, it's worth it. Hit your shoulder, remember? Because you actually have to use your arm.
Does she get a new check for the wound, or?
Yeah.
How often does she get a medic check?
Anytime you take a wound.
Okay.
She can heal up to that 4. Okay.
So, there's 4 dudes in there?
3.
What's the 1 for?
What 1?
This dice.
Oh, that's just part of a barricade.
Oh, okay.
Alright. There you go. Alright, Tyler!
Beep! Alright, well, I'll go around to the other side of the barricade.
1, 2, 3, 4.
Nope, back. There you go. And I'll shoot at the guy that doesn't really have cover for me.
He will have quarter cover.
I know, that doesn't so plus really one. Have cover for yeah. me. That is a minus 1?
Yeah.
So I got plus 4. I hit by a 13.
Okay, so that adds 5 to your effect.
Okay. 3d6 plus 2.
Yeah. Got it. Because it's for every 1 over 8, you add 1 point of damage.
Yeah. Okay. I thought it was every effect, every 3 or over added 1.
No.
Yeah, that's what I thought too. But
that's what it is in the book. Is every 3 that you're over is plus 1.
Like every modifier.
Yeah. It's every grouping of 3.
All right, well, let me check.
Stop trying to screw us over, Steven.
You're welcome.
Hope so.
Oh, we could save us eventually.
Alright, damage. Damage in space, damage in vehicles, 65.
Honestly, I just need to bitch at Steven, because, well, honestly.
Alright.
Maybe you should try Windex. Maybe Windex would be better for you.
Yeah, I'm gonna pump ammonia straight into my skin.
Sounds like a good idea, right?
Well, there's Oust. Would you prefer that?
Shatters!
Yeah, you smell good afterwards.
Remember, Windex helps all problems.
I'm gonna hate this.
Let's see, would it be under bonus damage?
Does it sting it?
Does it burn?
No. Yeah. Of course, the aloe takes a couple seconds to kick in, so I'm trying to feel it. No ammonia! So the one chemical actually in Windex that actually might help, this doesn't even have. What do you have? This is just blue water.
Is that basically what it is? Water and food?
It doesn't have any listings of stuff.
Before I get ripped off.
No, it's probably on the other side of the sticker.
Yeah, it's on the inside of the sticker, so you can't read it.
Of course.
Do you happen to remember that where that was, Steven?
It's in the skill section.
Oh, skill section.
Let me see. Hold on. Directions. You've got to reach of children. So it means it has something in it.
It looks like soapy blue water.
Contains. That's what you're looking for.
You can always just peel the label off.
Usually labels like that have 2 sides to them or something. Here, let me see it soon.
And then the moment you pull it off, it's going to be white. And
no.
Here, let me look. I think I know where to find it. If you look in the back, go for like skill success or effects of success. Do you want to pause the recorder?
Yes.
Which is pause?
The record button.
Anyways, I got a plus two, right?
Yeah.
Because it was plus five total.
Yeah. Yeah.
I'll try.
Throw it away. 16.
Yep.
So 15.
After pass armor.
He'll take it.
Oh.
Ow!
That's the wrong guy. He's down.
Oh.
That's,
yeah.
That he's unconscious.
Okay. The movie's a minor action, right?
Yeah.
Okay, so I take my turn.
All right. Jessica.
Ha! I'm here.
Eight, Alec.
I'm just holding.
You know what? I'm just going to spray and pray again.
Cool.
I'll just aim at the for the door.
What's their cover, Grantham?
Two.
Okay, so I have plus one. No, plus one.
Mm-hmm. So you need seven.
Seven. Seven. Four. I think that's the best I can do there. Yeah.
Okay, so you'll have two hits with... And what does that give you? Your sevens?
Just
eights?
Eights.
Okay, so we get no bonus damage.
I suppose I could go for some bonus damage instead, but... You know what? Why not? Would a double two... Would a double one do anything?
Yes, double
ones are very bad. Kay. Just go with two hits. You don't have minus damage to your dice roll, do you?
No, this gun is just 3d6.
So 6d6.
Okay.
Take one of the guys down.
Just going to take him out, essentially. All right.
Knock him over. He's good.
I'm not even going to bother rolling for him. And then 3d6 on the other guy. Nice. 11, 13 points of damage.
Okay, so move him over to a 12. Okay.
And let's see, that each of those takes 18 bullets. I have
four more bullets in the clip.
Yes, I have four more bullets in the clip.
Alright, he will... His last ditch effort, he'll go open fire on Tyler.
Thank you. No fall out of. Holy fuck. Sucks to be me.
Does he have any bonuses to hit?
Plus two.
Yeah. So he's got a net of minus one, so here's an 11, here's an 8.
Oh. Well, you're actually running the game, so I can look
at it. Alright, so here is 3d6 minus 1.
7.
9.
Tick!
15. 15 minus 1, 14.
5.
Ow!
And you've still got 8 endurance left. Stop whining!
I don't get shot! Alright, Steven.
Well...
Shoot him with your laser.
Hi! Does it take any movement to move over the barrier?
Yes.
How much?
Double.
So one... So actually, let's see. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6.
Hi, gentlemen.
Yes.
Yay. 9 plus 3, 12.
Okay, yep, you hit with an effect of 4.
Good.
6, 7, 10 plus 4, 14.
Okay. Boom! Tyler?
Boom. Is there someone?
There's people in the other room, remember?
Oh, are they gonna do something?
We don't know.
You don't know.
Can someone else open the door this time? I did open the door last time. are there any other doors in this room? Is it a cat padlock thing?
No, not, or yes, it is.
That's not important at the moment. I'll go back over next to Alec and hold and see if they open the door.
Okay. So you're ready in action?
Woohoo! I'm with you guys.
Jessica? It's assumed that they have bled out at this point.
Yep. Yeah.
We're not really here to save people, are we?
I left him there. I don't know what you guys are doing.
But say, I wouldn't even have time to heal them.
Are just the pirates?
Yeah.
Well, they should stabilize them.
actually. Try and heal everyone.
Not to get rid of you. Both. Health for prestige. But I'm two.
That four. Sure. That guy's unconscious.
Okay. Begin over there and begin applying medical attention.
Shooting melee is minus two deep.
That, I noticed that. Alec.
I'm going to back up and get behind the barrier.
Okay.
You could just go move the barrier forward.
It's, it will, he moves and then gets ready to move the barrier. All right. Bye.
I'm glad I got behind this cover.
Shit, the guy being dumb.
Okay.
Does he have any cover?
Yes. One.
One? A minus one? Minus two?
Minus one.
One, okay. Then I got a six plus five, 11.
You hit. With an effect of three.
Dice roll. Six.
Okay.
Three is nine.
He will take that.
He takes six. Minus one. It's five. Oh my god, Alec.
It's 3d6 minus three. And guess what, Tyler?
Yeah, they suck. So, did they get a shoot together?
No.
Oh, each one of them.
They're not just skilled.
They're just going full auto on you guys. The other one, open the door.
Oh. It's the same tactic you guys use.
Alright, so a 9 and an 11. Okay, so this is just 3d6 straight at you. 13.
Okay. 4.
This is just straight up. Oh no, this is 3d6 minus 2.
10.
Andre?
10.
You are correct.
Got
3.
Ow!
No, it's like.
You actually.
There are small punctures that you can see the.
You actually are correct on how
okay.
The damage is done.
I thought that's how it was. Alright. Steven, 4.
There's gunshots back in the hallway.
1, 2, 3. Poke my head out.
Okay.
Can you shoot, move, shoot, move?
No.
Finish your movement?
No.
Okay. Well, I'll have most covered.
You also know that there are no rules for dual wielding.
Yeah. So, 4, 8.
This is supposed to be semi-realistic.
I got an 8.
You will just hit him.
11, 14, plus 3, so 17.
Laser pistol.
The wearing reflect, that's pathetic.
Alright. Okay, Tyler.
Now, I'm going behind the cover. Oh, wait, dude. Never mind.
Move up here?
I'll be in the room, why not?
Up here?
Too bad. Is that enough? How
1, 2, 3, 4. Yeah, you're good enough.
Okay, what's in the room before I walk into it?
No. So. 1, 2, 3.
Stop. Turn around.
No, three. He'll move left. 1.
1, 2, 3.
And look into the room.
Left one.
Oh.
My left.
I'm saying, like, left?
If there's a bunch of dudes on the other side of the room, I don't want to, like, die. So.
But why not?
Actually, he can probably only see to, like,
yeah, that's why I'm
there.
That, just let
oh, well.
Let me just finish drawing the room, please.
No.
Then I'll move up there and look in the room. If I see dudes, I'll just move to the corner instead of in the room.
Damn, what's all that one?
So, 1.
Oh my gosh. It's like the building is symmetrical.
Not really.
More than those?
Curtains.
Oh!
Is this the morgue?
No, this is the experiment room.
It's a research facility.
An illegal research facility.
This is where all their hammers.
We don't know if it was illegal.
There are curtains. You don't see beyond the curtains.
It could be completely legal on the other people.
So, one, two,
okay, moving up there,
three.
I don't see anyone, do I?
Four, five?
No.
Six, seven, eight, nine.
There. I'm ready in action in case he's dumb.
Okay.
Or in case someone exposes themselves.
Anyone getting naked? Jessica. You continue applying first aid?
Yeah.
Alec?
I take it he has the same sort of covers that I've been having up till now. Mm-hmm. What's that cover grant to?
Him? He hasn't stuck his head out at all.
I can see part of him. Not if I'm going to take a shot.
I suppose I could chuck a grenade in there.
Good.
Just aim. Just aim.
Wait, I know what I do.
Reload.
Four bullets! Not useful! I think that pretty much takes up my whole turn.
Not really. No, it's a minor.
Minor action.
I aim!
Okay.
You mean ready, like I'm doing?
Yeah, ready and aim.
You can't double move.
Doctor, get over here!
They see me helping the guys, and they see you with a gun.
I'm not gonna blame them.
I'm also crouched because I have to be on the ground.
One hit.
They're not using. Oh, you're in your HEV suit.
Yeah.
They're gonna take minus one for being encumbered.
Not encumbered.
If your suit's heavy enough.
I'm saying
his suit is not heavy enough. Huh? Just barely. Yes.
I'm at a minus one to all everything I do. So I'm here. I shoot around the corner suddenly.
Although Jessica, at this point, you're probably.
How many people in this group have comms?
Hi.
Okay, we all did good.
Okay. And this actually is literally just a giant open space.
Yeah.
Probably storage or something.
Well, it might have been used for something at some point, but...
Okay.
All right,
so you guys... Tyler, you can see the heavy curtains, and you're just kind of like, what the fuck? And they literally do conceal enough that you don't actually see what's inside.
Huh.
Okay.
Well, is it my turn again?
No. It is Steven's turn now.
I take a free action and give a status report. I have two bogeys coming in on my side. Hey, I'm going to roll d20 to hit. I will shoot that way. Shoot the guy in the door. 8 plus 3 is 11.
You'll hit with an effect of 3.
10, 15.
Well, that's 14. He will take that. So, 5.
And I can't shoot again. I squat a knee.
Okay. So it goes from half cover to 3/4 cover.
And I get extra plus 1 space on that. 4 cover. 3 cover.
Okay. That was Steven. Tyler.
Throw a grenade.
Where?
What's the radius of a grenade?
Six meters.
So three squares.
Okay, that way. Maybe three squares-ish. No. I want to hit the guy next to the door. I don't know about those two guys over there.
So basically, let's see. There? Yeah.
Okay. I will put a minus one on you.
Yeah, right, minus two.
Yeah, I got it.
Okay. Right there.
And easy.
Yep.
Seven. Wait. This is a 12.
He will fall unconscious. He would need an 11.
And I move back and see if I get in the cover. No, I'll move Steven's cover.
Okay.
Pop a knee?
Sure, if I can.
Is popping a knee free action?
No. It is a minor.
Then I'm just behind the cover.
Yep. Alright.
Jessica.
Jessica.
Chit, 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 chit.
could shoot. Continue working on these guys prone.
Oh no, these guys are actually wearing armor. Or reflect.
I would say, are there any minuses for being prone to
do things?
I think
that's how many he has left.
Might be.
Okay, well, since there's two of them now, I'll continue just stabilizing people.
Alec?
If I start shooting, they're still shooting at me, and if I take minuses, I get minuses on everyone
to a knee
else.
Behind the...
So move
so
to three quarters,
someone,
and then I will aim. Basically holding for when they actually...
I want to peel that off.
These guys will lean around the corner?
So do I, but I know what that does. Aiming is a minor action, right?
Yes.
Okay, so I can aim it.
-2, he will just barely hit Tyler. And then the guy who's shooting at Steven needs a 10.
No.
You add them together.
See, that's 11, 13, 14! No, -3 is 11.
You have one endurance left.
One endurance.
Oh. What is it with them shooting us, Tyler?
No shit. What is it with them hitting us?
Oh, pop out.
Okay, go ahead, fire.
Do I want to full?
Is he
what
shooting
a,
around the corner?
He's firing around the corner.
Burst.
So a burst fire would do what now?
Burst fire applies the auto fire rate
to hit.
No, that doesn't sound right.
Yeah, that'd be an additional +6 to hit.
I think it's just to damage, if I remember correctly. That sounds right. Alright, when using burst mode, add the auto value to damage. He uses a number of rounds equal to the auto rating.
And aiming gives you +1 for each round you've done it?
Yes.
So I've aimed for 2 rounds, so I have an end of a +2.
Yep, which will basically counter his cover.
No. He has a counter of 4.
So -2. I have an net of a +1 to hit him.
That's fine.
Using burst fire?
They're not terribly OP. They're hired with pirates. Assault rifles.
Yes, I understand. I'm not saying they're OP. They're effectively using cover, which is something we all need to learn to do in this game.
Well, you know, there's a couple of dummies who didn't, and they saw and they paid for it, so it's now survival of the smartest.
You roll 7.
And they're just really lucky.
You roll 12.
Also, when they do burst fire, you know, they get...
Thank you, Steven. Thank you.
You're welcome.
9, 10, so 2 over.
Okay, so an effective 2.
So I have +8 to whatever I roll.
Ugh.
My soul
just,
rifle
just
is
add
not
7,
nice.
Please. Thank you.
Well, take off his one armor.
Take off my one armor.
Okay.
15.
He's
not dead. All right.
I blame...
He's like, as he's pulling up to shoot,
you know what?
He gets hit.
Why not? It's his last one. He survived. I'll give it to him.
Does he get minuses because he's injured now?
Yeah, it still doesn't matter.
That's what I said. He's coming up to shoot, and as he does, he gets shot, so he's just shooting the wall.
He gets ready to full autos, and he realizes that Alex...
All right.
Crane professional.
Yes.
You went. You went.
Which is funny, because up till now, that's what I've been.
7.
Okay.
That means he's not going to be doing anything else.
No, he moves 7.
He moves 7?
He moves 7. He leans out, and with a well-aimed shot, goes...
Alec?
5, -3. Puts it up to a 2.
Does he have a plus...
No, he doesn't have a +5, but I am burning one of his bennies. Okay, yes, he will hit.
Wait. What bonuses does he have?
That's a good question.
This is the leader, Steven.
He's got the boss.
I'm the boss.
I'm a, like
remember,
a boss.
I've got a +5.
And then, actually, I only have +3 right now. Because my heavy suit's heavy.
I have a -2.
Yeah, I know.
Because I don't have the skills.
Yeah.
Oh, by the way. Oh, wait, you know.
My dex cancels itself.
11.
To hit or damage?
Hit.
I'm unconscious. Oh, no, wait.
You are injured.
6. So that's 5. I have 4 dex left before I fall unconscious.
You know, you could always apply that to strength next.
Oh,
You can split it as much as you want, but if you've lost on both categories, you're seriously injured. But you are still up.
Oh, so if I've lost something in both categories...
You are seriously injured and it takes longer to heal.
Well,
but of course that means you stay up longer.
I'll stick it in dex for now since I can still take it.
And you do take the highest dice modifier penalty on everything you do.
Is that after I become seriously injured or when I become injured?
When you become injured. That's the incentive to go seriously injured. It's a trade-off.
So I just took 5, right?
You took 11.
Minus 6.
Okay, so yes, you took 5.
Let's see. What would a 4 be?
-1.
-1.
So, you know, either way, I take a -1 to everything I do.
Mm-hmm.
So, I'll take it in dex for now.
Okay.
To keep my multiple actions.
He leans out and with a well-aimed laser pistol shot, he goes... And, he'll shoot on the other side, actually.
Oh, okay.
So both your shoulders are like...
He has a laser pistol!
Thank you, jackass!
He has to do 19 points of damage to hurt me!
You know what? Frag grenade the room!
Oh. Why don't you go charge him then?
That guy has gun.
I throw a frag grenade in Steven's room.
That guy's not almost dead. Oh, he is almost dead, yes.
He has 2 hit points left.
Jessica rolls into the operation room.
What happened to him?
Through the wall!
Oh, he's dead.
He's down. He's not dead, he's unconscious. Stun nade.
Yeah.
I'm gonna try something.
Okay, that was 5s, 4.
Oh, the heck! I can take his damage, kind of. 2, 3. Does he get any cover from me at this point?
Yes, he will get quarter. No, half. Half is what it is for corner to corner.
7. I have a +3.
+1. You hit. Barely.
8.
Mm-hmm.
'Kay. Damn it, with Steven there, I can't do what I was going to try and do.
What?
Frag the room.
Not enough people. No, there's still 2 people over here.
Steven, there's always enough people for a frag grenade if you're seriously injured.
Okay. Alright.
You know what we should do? Rocket launch the wall.
Oh!
My rocket launcher's in the shit.
That's not your fault.
The guy that's injured.
Yeah, that one.
Okay.
I missed.
You hit the wall, and he thanks whatever god he prays to. Jessica. Duck and cover, duck and cover.
Oh, and I'll kneel.
Okay, so now I'm at a net of -3 to hit you. Alec?
He's at the -3 right now, correct?
Him? He's at the -4 from using corner cover.
He's basically has his shoulder out.
Yeah. That's what happened over here. As I said, it was a long shot.
Could Alec go prone and not be able to be shot?
Yes, you'd be able to be prone, but you're not shooting back.
Okay, do I take any penalties for trying to throw a grenade at this point?
What is the range?
Grenades?
It depends on...
too close, or immediate... You go to medium.
Yeah. You will be...
What range increment? Where do you want to throw it at? Is it
a good one? Well, what I'd be doing is I'd be moving up here, and then tossing it. Just to shorten the...
Because if you throw it here, I don't think it will go to the wall.
Before you die or something.
Alright, thrown. You can go all the way up to medium, which is 9 to 34 squares. I'm going to go with probably about 10.
Okay.
Just so you know, if you do come up
what's
here...
What's short?
Here's these guys in here.
Short, you're at a -1, and that is up to 8 squares.
1, 2,
count
3.
The one you're on. Oh. That, yeah, count the cover.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8.
Yeah, it'd still get me.
So 9 is a -2, net of a -3, and an 11.
Otherwise it does scatter.
You could just hold, or shoot.
Wait until he charges in and...
You take a single shot at him.
I'll shoot a bullet at him as a long shot.
Okay, fire a bullet.
So, net of a -2.
You only have +2 combat? Gun combat? -3,
-1 because I'm injured, -4 because
he's
got absurd cover.
Yeah, corner cover.
Absurd cover.
We've been using it.
Yep. No.
Okay. That was Alec, his turn, and their turn. Surprisingly, those two chuckleheads are still fine. I checked their morale, and they've got high spirits.
We can take these guys.
he spends his turn reloading.
Oh, these guys have actually got extra clips.
These are the real guys. Still nothing against Tyler, though. And he ducks back around the corner.
Yay.
His turn.
If he gets into melee with me, I'm screwed.
You're shiny. There's no point in firing at you. But there is a point in... Oh, he's smart. What other equipment do you have, sir?
Oh, stunner. That's funny.
You want my stun stick?
Can that even get to me?
Which is right.
That actually what might work.
Doesn't it only do a d6?
Does 1d6 bludgeoning plus 2d6 electricity.
Ooh.
That's actually pretty nice. Hey, yeah, screw that.
He uses a stun stick on you. 1, 2.
That was actually a poor move on his part.
9.
This is a laser. I only have DR8.
Wait, you're wearing your HEV. How do you have your Reflect and your HEV on?
You wear Reflect under everything.
Yeah, Reflect is cloth.
It's a cloth. It's like just an undershirt.
12.
12 minus 8, so I'm at 4.
Okay. Steven.
I can shoot without any minus as long as he's not in my square, right?
Yes.
Pistol?
Yeah.
Pistol.
10.
10? What weapon are you using?
Laser pistol.
Okay, thank you.
I bet he has Reflect too.
Nice.
Won't matter for him, though.
10 plus... So 16, so 19, and I got a 10. So 21. No, 22. Sorry. No, it only shoots, so 21.
If he does, it's minus 10, so you do 12.
You actually injure him.
Sorry. Congrats. You shot him in the face.
I'm going to parry.
With what?
It's a reaction.
It's effectively dodge and melee.
Based on something going.
Yeah, I think you subtract your melee skill from there to hit. So
technically, would give him bonuses to hit me.
Okay, so you're thinking about blocking.
Let me check. I want to see what Perry does.
I think that's what it was because it was obnoxious to try and kill Tyler's noble. Okay, top of the round, Tyler. They've both ducked back around the corner, Mister. Are you playing LOL?
He's practicing gaming.
I'm testing something out.
All right.
One of the dudes.
They're around the corner.
Well, fine then. I'll come out. And does melee have any minuses?
Minus 2. And if you miss, there's a 4 plus that you actually hit Steven.
Who decide?
No, that's if you miss. There's a chance that it might hit me. If you still hit him,
that's why I said.
No, not in front of Alec. Where do you put me the first time?
Oh, okay.
I'll put you here, so if they shoot
I'm still dodging. Whenever you dodge, you give them a minus 1 to hit you, and you're at a minus 1 for everything you do. Perry is...
It's a minus 2 because of melee?
Yes.
So that gives me... A 9.
Okay, you'll just hit him.
So he walked around this corner, hit me with his stun stick, I shot him in the face.
6, 3, 9 damage.
9 minus 5 is 4.
Is he dying yet?
He is now injured. Actually, let's see, he can go 1 and 4. Either way, he's at minus 1. Alright. Alec. Nope, Jessica.
Either way works.
Alec.
2, 3, 4, 5, 6 is what I get to move, correct?
Mm-hmm.
6.
Frag out!
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. Okay. 10. Okay, throw it.
So minus 2.
Minus 3.
Yep, that of a minus 3. I need an 11.
Uh-huh. Okay. I'm going to go ahead and... I actually found the scatter rules.
Oh, okay.
Oh, hey, where were they?
In the thrown weapon section?
No, they weren't. Actually, they were in the damage section.
That's bizarre.
That's why I couldn't find it.
I'm very sad about that.
Jessica might be here soon. I apologize.
If the attack fails, scatters in a random direction. 6 plus effect. So how badly did you fail?
I got a 1.
Okay.
By 10.
So 7, so it goes 13 meters, so it goes 6. And it will scatter. I'm going to say it's going to basically go straight and bounce off the wall. So you are aiming here, so 2... 4, 6, 8, 10, 12. 1, 2, 3.
Nobody.
Seriously?
You see? Oh.
I wasn't gonna go.
Oh, did you want to go?
Yes.
Okay.
Well, he kind of stole what I wanted to do, but it's fine. I was actually gonna get up and aim.
Okay.
For when one popped around the corner. Because they weren't going to be aiming at me, essentially. They're going to be aiming at the guy next to me.
Alright, go ahead and fire.
Shoot the injured one.
Or do you want to go full auto?
Do full auto. Is it auto rating 4?
Mm-hmm.
What minus does that put on me?
None.
Nothing.
It just uses up more ammo.
If you roll 4d6 and you can compare, you pair them up however you want.
You're more likely to hit with it because you're just kind of spraying.
Well, I don't know anything about guns, so I'm shooting.
Okay.
Nope.
Yeah.
Okay. I get a 5.
Alright.
Woo!
Alec is
fucking
down.
Hooker.
Stupid hookers. Fucking hookers, man.
One of them did indeed target Jessica. Okay, so let's see.
I was hoping that he'd go after the general, but it's whatever.
Alright, so let's see. This is... Well, let's see. I'm a net at a plus 1. So each of those will hit. Each of those will hit.
4 hits.
What was that? I'm not wearing any armor.
15 minus 3 is 12.
I'm at 5 strength now.
And then... 9.
I'm unconscious.
Alec is unconscious and seriously wounded.
Are you dead?
Fuck if I know.
10.
Are you out of all of your stats?
No.
No minuses or anything?
No. You already did minus 10.
I already did my math.
Alright.
So where do you take your minus 3 out of?
Dex.
Okay. And then... 14 minus 3 is 11. She's also unconscious. Okay.
So the two guys in the head suit.
It was some really shitty... It was some really lucky rolling on my part.
I was just hoping... I wanted to focus on
the general! Okay.
So basically I'd be dead instead of you'd be unconscious.
Steven.
No, you'd probably take out the general, and then we could all focus on those two.
Oops, I first have to roll the hit, sorry.
I hit in my condition in melee.
She's in the open.
I have a net of a minus 5 right now, guess.
I got an 8.
You got an 8? You'll just hit him.
I literally cannot hit him except on double sixes.
And then I suppose you can run up and punch him.
He has reflect, right?
Doesn't help. Oh, I see. Minus 3.
4.
Four, he'll drop it out of his deck, so he's at...
And then he stuns me, and I fall down anyway.
Okay. Tough the run, huh?
Well, feeling snazzy, I'll just go ahead and pop another bullet in the leader.
Go ahead.
Actually, how many bullets does a snub pistol have before
I... I think it was 15?
Okay, I'm still good.
Mm-hmm.
No. Roll to see if you hit Steven.
Why would you do that?
Benny.
Probably gonna Benny.
I want to throw Benny into that.
There we go. Alright, minus 2, so I got 11.
You got an 11.
I got an 11.
Okay, so that will be 3 for effect.
So, dice roll.
Mm-hmm.
9.
9 minus 4 is 5. Either way, he's down.
Bam!
Okay. Their turn. They reload.
Come back for a second. I'll shoot the injured one. I have an effect of three. Dead.
Okay. Tyler.
Thankfully, I have medic zero.
Oh, man. Alright, I will... Hell, I'll go blast the other guy. Why not? I don't know. Is anyone bleeding out?
That's what I'm checking.
Well, we need to get rid of this guy anyway, so...
Yeah.
I hit, but it's an 11.
Okay, so 3 effect.
6, 9.
So minus 1, so 8.
Okay.
On the ground.
You go secure him. I make medic checks.
Medic 0, 2.
What does medic require? Education?
Mm-hmm.
I got a 1.
A 1. I'll just go ahead and secure
it. Make it.
I make it on you.
What is your effect?
0. I got an 8.
Then you will not heal anything. They are stable.
That's fine.
She is stable.
You want her to get something.
Alright, he's stable.
Okay.
No, Steven. Okay, what did you mean by that before he makes the decision?
You have medical care that heals 2 plus your endurance modifier, which at this point is minus 3, plus the medic skill. That is how much they will heal per day. No, I'm sorry.
1 per day.
Negative one per day.
I'm literally dead at this point. I have 3 left, and unless we have someone on
so
the ship...
So, as I'm saying, you probably want to try and,
get her up. Okay! Well, let's do the first time at it. Oh.
Mm-hmm.
You want it?
I'll use them.
Everybody's left? Tyler, why don't you roll? You come on.
Okay.
You can roll for it.
Okay.
Hold on just a second.
I like yours, his.
2 6, right?
Yep.
Oh, I thought that you would already spend both your bennies.
Nice roll.
No, four. I had 2 left. I just spent 1.
What'd you get?
4?
4.
All right, last Benny,
before we die.
Okay. All right, you guys are dead.
Well, that is a number of days, so you'll need to try and find something within this facility to try and get them back up.
I'm going to make any more checks on them.
Yes, I'm talking about drugs.
By the way, you have 3 days before I die.
Yeah, that's fine. We'll get somewhere in 3 days.
Hey, we got to make what?
No.
Day?
If you don't find anything in this facility, I am dead.
Do we get to make a new check every day, Andre?
You can attempt surgery.
So, Steven,
surgery.
If there's nothing...
Do you have any drugs on you?
Probably.
So, not yet.
I would say I would probably spend my money on that stuff, like I said earlier. But I never got the book to buy them.
There's no drugs in there to save people's lives.
Oh, hold on. Let me go back and double check and see if there's any.
But say you can get a med kit.
Yeah.
I was gonna buy one.
That's probably what I'm using to heal people. Not just plain band-aids, dude.
Well, band-aids are awesome.
Band-aids. There, you're fixed.
I took 4 endurance damage. That's it.
Then you need a band.
Thank you.
Even has a zebra on it.
Yay, zebra!
I took
10 endurance damage.
11 endurance damage.
10 endurance damage, 10 dex damage, 5 strength damage.
That's nuts.
This is why Alec is dying, Stevie.
Yeah.
Okay.
Because I got lots of really lucky rolling on me today.
You got shot a lot.
So... Gotta find something in the facility.
Does medkit do anything?
No, it just allows you to make said check.
Okay. Alright.
Or, what you could do...
There is an unconscious
take idea. My time.
No. If worse comes to worse, you stick him in a cryobath.
Yeah.
So there is an unconscious guy. Wake
do we have any cryobaths on the
he's
ship?
He's not unconscious, he's still awake.
This guy is unconscious.
One. So basically they choose one of us to live and the other person to die.
He doesn't speak a language.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Oh.
doesn't?
No.
Check. Scout check.
We have none. At which point, Jessica and I are. Well,
are
Jessica
yes.
might survive the trip.
Tell him to get on the ground. The only reason why it is because he did this.
Did you find it or?
Don't worry about it. All right.
Algorithm. Do you understand me?
He makes his linguistics check.
Was he trained in it?
Well, actually, sorry. That's something really, really, really basic so far.
Medical drugs. Where are they? I assume he points back to this room.
Mm-hmm. The way.
Stand up, make him lead.
Okay.
Well, that was a good way to soak all the bennies.
All right.
Remember, combat in this game is freaking vicious.
Yes. Well, it can be.
No, it's actually, let me phrase it. It's even more vicious than how it
can
is
I
now.
Can I wear my heav, then my cloth, then my reflect?
No. Okay. He will quickly lead you kind of back into this area over here, into this one.
Each of those little storage.
No, they're actually different rooms. They just look like storage.
But each of them are the same shape.
Let's hope they have a Bacta tank. Yeah, I wish it was that game. Because then we just have a Jedi.
Those are fairly lucky.
Medical droid?
You do indeed see a kind of weird, absurd-looking medical droid of Vellani design. You can see it's probably a surgeon robot.
You want to make a computer check on it and see if it's trained?
It is operational.
Is it trained to dissect someone, or is it trained to heal them?
That's what I'm asking to make a computer check for.
Okay, go ahead.
Put Allegheny there. Alright, let's see how you kill them.
Why am I suddenly imagining the Mr. Handy from the beginning of Fallout 3?
Just think now, you come back as half man, half machine.
No, I think I'm just coming back to
11,
someone else.
This is indeed a surgery robot, although you think it does have a setting for puree.
So we want to make sure it doesn't do that. And
yeah.
Hey, the guy who speaks of Alani is currently unconscious.
Yeah.
Alright, well, who gets doctored on first?
And it looks like there are sensors on the table. You just kind of lie them there.
He's more injured than I am.
So she's stable, isn't she?
She will also heal -1 per day.
But she can do that for a lot longer.
Yeah.
So we'll put him on the table first, as he is kind of having a giant hole in his shoulder.
I have 7 days. I have a week.
Yeah.
Yeah. And basically, she has a chance.
Are there anything on the other
ones? Yeah, I'll get to that here in a second.
She has,
as you hear this, and then.
Well, I just gotta hope that he.
We take him out of his armor first.
We just gotta hope that he's not being necessary.
Yeah. When you pull him out of his armor. He's probably lost some bones. I mean, there was probably enough bullets. Yeah. He's missing a rib. It's just missing at this point.
Yeah.
His shoulder's probably going to need replacement.
I mean, I was kind of going,
basically, what this guy's doing is setting it up so I can actually make it back to the Imperial space and the...
Okay.
Basically, I got tingled because I got hit by a stun baton. So I was going,
Screw you, Steven.
How long does surgery take?
Hours.
Yeah, hours.
Okay.
In this one?
If Steven fails, he can hurt me on the boo-boo, right?
Yes.
Okay, screw you.
Yeah. I kind of had a zero thinking, you know, I can do this to kind of stabilize people. No, not so good. I close that door.
Nah, you can't blame me.
That's just kind of a medical facility where they store all sorts of body parts.
What's in the little cloth thingies?
Those appear to be a series of low cryo births.
Oh.
Inside each of one, you can see that a genetically altered human. You can see that obviously these are all of various different strains. Some people have a slightly green skin, some have other abnormalities.
Oh God, orcs.
Space orcs.
It looks like these were being experimented on.
What droid is that?
The surgery droid, this one's actually missing.
So we can put Jessica on that one as well.
Yes, there are two surgery drones. This one's actually built for humans, but...
We'll put Jessica on that one.
This one's not built for humans?
These two are built to have a surgery robot. This one's built for
a human to do surgery.
Oh, okay. You mean human to do surgery.
Now, here's the hope. Hopefully, this guy has Aslan physiology programmed into him.
Well, she's not injured that badly.
7 plus 4 is a total of
11.
11?
Do you take your Alex minuses into account?
No. So that is a total of... I said, what, 11?
Mm-hmm.
That means there is a total of 3 points that you get to assign somewhere.
One in each?
Let's see, I'm 0-0. If I assign it to my 1, so I'm no longer 0-0, I'm no longer unconscious, right?
You need 2 stats up to be able to be conscious.
I guess I'll assign this...
So, that's up to what?
Anything.
Up.
As long as you're not
0.
So basically, I can assign these in different places, right?
Yeah, you can.
Okay, I guess I'll assign it in strength and dex. 2 in dex, 1 in strength. And
I would also recommend endurance.
All 3 of them in endurance, or...?
The reason is you heal your endurance modifier.
Oh. Okay, I'll put 3 in endurance. I'm still at a -1, aren't I?
If you put 3 points in endurance, you're at a 3.
Which is a -1.
Wait, no, because...
So basically, the
5, 4, 3. He's at a -1, which means you will not bleed to death.
Basically, what this is...
But you are not carrying anything.
What it means is the robot might need to operate on me for a little bit longer.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, except it's going to... If I remember correctly, it actually takes a while to recover from surgery.
Mm-hmm.
Because, like, real life, you need a little bit.
Okay, so basically what this is enough so I won't die when we get back. Got it.
Yeah, let me quickly check.
You're dragging me to the ship at this point.
Well, we're going to wake the 2 unconscious people and use him to
surgery. Transport
these things onto our ship. And then you guys onto our ship. Leave these guys here with no weapons or anything. Report back to the main guys and fly back.
Yep.
Still don't know where that door goes.
How long does it take to go back and forth?
To the ship? It's going to take about 2 weeks.
No, it takes a week to jump. No, to get us from the ship.
No, that's what I was asking.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
To go back to the capital ship.
Yeah, because you have to fly out of the system, which doesn't take a week, but you at least want to get a couple AUs away, and it takes about a week to jump. So about 10 days, I'm sorry.
Yes. So we're going to pack up any of the living pirates and take them with us.
Oh.
Do the leader have any loot?
Anyway. Alright, so let's see. You will heal... That's an effect of 10, so that means you will heal 2 points that you can assign somewhere.
Okay.
So what I'm thinking of doing is we'll wake up the 2 unconscious ones.
Now, if you can get... Let's see. Let me see how this works. Seriously wounded, wounded characters... Okay. If you can plus endurance modifier divided evenly among all characteristics, medical care requires a hospital. If mauled by an alien, suffer damage to all 3 stats, just lost 10. Plus first aid, bring your strength back up to. Okay. Yep. So can you get one of your stats back up to full?
Yes.
Okay. Then you will qualify for medical care.
I can get my strength up.
Okay.
And then put 1 in endurance.
Okay, so that means you are conscious, which means you'll actually be able to apply medical care to yourself.
Could I
thought
that?
I couldn't.
No, you can in this game.
Stats to full.
You,
However,
performing surgery on yourself is difficult.
It's -4, right?
Yes.
I was picking everything, so I was staying up longer.
What you can do, since you now have a stat at full, you can have... 2 plus your endurance modifier, which is probably a -2 at this point, plus your medical skill. That means with you actually up, because your medic skill is what?
2.
2? That means both you will heal at a rate of 2 per day.
So if my endurance is a 1,
mm-hmm.
Endurance modifier is really crappy?
You are not seriously injured. You're on a different chart.
What do you heal when you're just hurt like that?
Okay.
Serious injury is when you have 3 damage to...
Yep. Natural healing. An injured character heals a number of characteristics. D6 plus his endurance modifier for an entire full day. If the character insists on continuing... Okay, so... A seriously injured only regains characteristics equal to his dice modifier for the rest of the day. For medical care, it's 2 plus endurance modifier plus medic point per day divided evenly among all stats.
If I was to be healed by Jessica, what would it be?
You are not seriously injured, so it would be 2 plus your endurance modifier of
1.
Minus, what's 1?
3.
Minus 3, so minus 4.
Oh, I'm sorry. You'd probably...
Is it your current endurance modifier, or your
total? Let me check.
Because if it's current, it's I have a minus 4.
I don't think it's current. I think it's just your normal endurance modifier.
Medic. Let's see page 74. Okay. All right, so after that nice, long 5, 10, 15-minute debate on how healing works...
So this is what we'll do.
Understanding needed.
Yeah, we'll take the living people here back to...
There's a total of
3.
2?
3.
3, including that guy.
What about the people they worked on?
Give me a medicine or medic check.
I'll just say, I was trying to keep people alive. I just had a duck for cover in the middle of it.
Yeah, I think you probably get one person.
No, she got
1. Can't hear you.
6, 8.
Okay. Nice. Okay, so 2. There are 5 people.
So we'll take them back to our ship. We'll hold on to them. We're going to give them back to the captain's ship. We'll go back to the mining headquarter guy.
Okay, Yunji.
We're going to tell him, leave this mine, leave this alone. You should no longer be bothered by these pirates, but leave it alone. We're going to have our guys come down and look at it.
All right, well, many thanks. Since you have been so kind, we will give you our record charts of this remaining... subsector, so the other plants you were going to. It gives you basically about a week, couple weeks worth of sensor work,
nice.
Probes, and effort.
Thank you.
Appreciate that.
We'll send some representatives out here to iron out some more details on how you welcome you into the group.
Okay.
And then we go back.
Can we have any survivors?
Oh.
Or can we have any prisoners? We would like to try them under our justice system.
It's those two that are there.
Yeah. The other two.
I'm resting.
But I think I think the
Okay, he needs a little more.
We would be happy to return them. However, we would like to interrogate them first, if that would be acceptable.
We have a room for that.
Let me ask a question real fast. How does the Imperium normally handle government of things? Most people govern their own people, right?
Yes, because you have to understand there is no faster-than-light communication.
So in this case, it would be
under their jurisdiction.
Yes, which means we would
want to interrogate them first.
Okay.
You get the answers from them to figure out what was going on here.
Yeah. All right. Okay. After enough beating and talking to them, what do you want to...
What were you doing?
What was going on here?
We were taking some of the ore and going to be selling it.
Well, who was here before you?
The Valani.
Did they just abandon the facility?
Yeah.
Alright. Anything you know about that?
No, other than the people in the tubes are kind of creepy.
Okay. Great.
Let's not talk about that.
Okay. Okay, can we come with you?
No.
We were going to take you back, but you fall under their jurisdiction.
Good luck.
Did the hero guy have the reflect that was collectible, or was it trashed?
He had reflect. Honestly, it's not something you would particularly wear.
No.
Usually reflect is kind of tailored to you. In addition, it was definitely a hand-me-down, and it's probably trashed.
Okay.
It's close to being trashed. Well, he also had some cloth armor, but...
What I was actually wanting to get is his pistol.
Okay, yes, he has a semi-functioning Valani laser pistol.
Semi-functioning?
It might not work.
It has 4 bullets left.
So we need a clip?
What, it's a laser pistol?
Yeah.
You plug it in the ship engine, it recharges.
Yeah, what ship engine? Did you see a ship here?
True.
This is
our ship. We go,
nothing happens.
No, it'll recharge.
Yeah, the power plant. You leave orbit.
There goes your gun.
Yeah, plugging in right now is probably not a good idea.
Does anyone actually want the laser pistol?
No. Well, we can... We'll hold on to it for now.
Okay. Aslan prefers slug weaponry. That way they can spray and pray. They are not known for their accurate sharpshooters.
I'm going into training with my husband. Mm-hmm. But right now I am resting.
Yes.
Next to him. He's on the bed, I'm sitting down.
Alright.
Lounging.
We'll go back to the capital ship.
We'll go back to the capital ship. I do need you guys to actually... Is everyone at a positive dice modifier?
I'm at full health.
For what?
Healing.
Depends. How much healing did I receive?
What do you mean?
For recovering per day?
I'm fairly certain.
I'm still at -1 endurance. You're at 4 plus a d6.
Okay.
I have a -3 plus whatever.
Okay, so you have a -2 for what's your endurance?
My endurance is currently a 3.
So 2. 1. Plus 2 for the medic.
Plus...
Then there's no medical bay on the ship.
Yeah. Plus in the full day of
healing. Okay, so d6 plus 1, you're fine.
Okay.
That's what I need to check.
Essentially, over the course, I will heal over the course of the
week.
Nice. I heal myself.
So, and I take it, I'm healed, but I still need replacement bones and such once
yes,
we get
you
back.
Will, yes, you will still need...
You'll need a new surgery when we get home.
Yeah.
You are wearing a few casts.
Few. Well, you know, honestly, I don't know if I'm wearing casts. My arm is just kind of hanging there, useless right now.
No, it's perched up.
I have no shoulder bone right now.
Yeah, exactly. That's why it's perched up. Don't move around too much.
This part at this point isn't really attached to this part.
I got a 9 for astrogation to get us back.
Alright. No problem. You guys can make your way back, having met New Soul and dealt with their small pirate problem.
I need better armor.
The scout ship, suffering a grievous wound.
Yeah.
And a couple of, and several of your party members also suffering grievous wounds.
We come back. The pirate's there!
All of them got actually injured. I just got shocked a little bit.
No, actually, you
do you know how many bullets I took?
No.
About 6.
Well, I got a full auto on, but didn't do any damage.
Do you know how
I
many
took
bullets?
About 6 full autos.
How many full auto? How many bullets there? Full auto.
Hooray for head suit.
I got shot once.
I'm glad I did not take my
okay
cloth armor.
So going up to the ship, you guys will meet up with. Let me pull them up.
Well, I know what I'm going to be doing while you're healing up.
Is it Captain Fisher?
I'm fixing the ship.
You'll be meeting with Captain Fisher.
Yep.
Yeah.
All right. For those who are, let's see. You're probably going to be... Are you still healing in the med bay after 7 days? Probably not.
I don't know. How much do I heal?
You heal D6 plus 4 every day.
Plus 4?
Plus 2.
Well, you add her medic ability.
Medic ability, but there's no med bay.
It's plus 2. The med bay has plus 2.
So it's basically D6 for 7 days.
I'm so a minimum...
Plus, well, the daily healing, natural healing of 2.
Of a D6.
The D6 is the natural
healing. I'm talking about medical care.
I thought natural healing, just normal natural healing, is 2 plus a D6.
No.
It's just a D6.
Just D6.
Just D6.
Okay.
Minus your endurance.
Minus my endurance. But yes. My endurance is...
It is possible to degrade from a very very minor wound.
Yeah.
Reduced to a 0 con.
Minor wound as in you got shot 3 times.
As in your wound got infected.
Yeah. This system is not friendly.
You know, honestly, it's still better than original D&D.
Yeah.
If I roll ones all the way through, no.
Okay.
I will not be healed.
So you have recovered, and you too have recovered.
And
you are not at said present meeting.
I am shuttled to the medical bay as the people.
Holy shit!
we carry him.
Doctor Elizabeth White goes. That man, move him. I have no shoulder bones. Stop it. They put you on the little
the anti grab.
Put him in sleep.
You have no cryostasis.
Oh, I thought you said we did.
No, I was checking.
I will need to heal 19 in 7 days.
Okay, so
and
we're all
7 times 2 is 14
minus her endurance modifier.
Which right now is minus 3.
Alright, we'll go ahead and roll. Let's see.
Roll 76.
That will be 1 because it can go up.
Yeah. Okay, where do you wish to put 5 points?
5 minus. 3 plus 2
is 6. 6 minus 3 plus 2.
So minus 5.
Where do you wish to put your 5?
Endurance.
Okay.
You know, minus 1 endurance.
It's a good place to put it.
Okay.
3.
So that's a 3. Put it also endurance.
Sure.
Your full endurance.
And two somewhere else, right?
Or you're going to get up now.
Yeah. So, three to your dex. Six to your dex. And four more to your dex. So after 5 days.
Okay. Let's see. You're carrying to us all, right? Can't you do that?
Yes.
Yeah.
Ooh.
Oh, you're rolling for yourself?
Yes.
All right.
Day one. I go...
I'm not going to bother rolling for myself.
So, minus two.
Nowhere. At zero.
Okay.
I stay there.
Yeah, you stay nowhere.
All right. Heal. Two endurance.
Mm-hmm.
That puts me up to minus two now.
Oh, minus one.
I'm at three.
Yeah, so minus one.
Minus one. So, I heal...
You're at a net of minus... Yeah, you heal a d6 at this point.
I don't see if I roll a bunch of ones.
I just kind of stayed right here.
All right.
It's safe to operate.
Report.
Yeah.
Who's going to report? Do you want to report? Before we go in there, who's reporting?
if you really want to.
I don't know what happened the first half of this game.
Then I can report.
Go for it.
So you're saying in his small Spartan office,
Captain.
There's a fish tank in the background.
Ooh, we got some new ones. You want one?
Every now and again, you get distracted by the fish. What'd you find? Other than a lot of bullets.
I'm fine.
You're not there.
Yes, I am.
Yeah, we're here.
How far away was it? 10 days? Just jump?
A jump plus XYZ kilometers.
Okay. So I'll say a jump and blah 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 hours.
Mm-hmm.
There is an asteroid field.
This ice planet.
Yes, there was a gas giant, an ice planet, and
water world.
Yeah, there were three?
There were technically three planets and an asteroid field.
Oh, okay. So
water.
Yes. Yeah, there's a gas, an ice, a water, a dying cold sun, mm-hmm. and an asteroid field which contained a old.
What does it take to type a bogey for it?
Old prison. Left over by the Villani that has been abandoned. However, the prisoners are still occupying there.
Mm-hmm.
It's a mining facility.
Mm-hmm.
So, and they, for the most part, were operating out by themselves. So the majority of them have laid down their past. We did, of course, as proof, encountered a few that were still mingled in with the piracy that dealt with. We offered them to join the Imperium as a trade location. Mm-hmm. So we can get precious ores out of the facility and we can trade them food and information. And they also give us the maps and the data area, what they've been doing.
We'll just have to translate it out of Alani.
Yeah.
Okay. It'll take too long.
I can do that. Oh god, it hurts.
I could tell you about the organisms we found on the planets.
And that would be something for science officer Herman.
Weird Alani facility.
Yeah, I got a 9 on admin typing up a detailed report including the distance and size of each room.
I didn't know what was
this
in there.
Facility. Yes. Jessica and I are unaware of what was actually going on in that facility.
They were like, huh! And then all they saw was two guys literally go,
I typed a very detailed report with the dimensions of each room and everything and go, this is for the secret, top secret facility that we found.
Okay, well, with that, yeah.
Read it later.
Science project.
Yes, well, the Villani have committed a lot of atrocities.
It's right up there.
Hear that, Jessica? Genetic modification is an atrocity.
See, these two weren't genetically modified, though.
No, that's what she got in trouble for.
Oh.
No, that was one of her events.
Yes.
Yes.
Well,
sir, would you leave? I want to go fix the ship.
Chief Engineering Officer's already on it.
My baby.
Your baby will be repaired and then passed on to Team One.
The
for their missions.
our ship, the ship is kind of passed around between the teams.
It's a four.
I know, but it's still a baby.
Actually, there are two scout ships.
Mm-hmm. Oh, okay.
One and three, and then two and four. You guys are scout team number three, as I said.
Yep. Then you prepared pass on team one. Yeah, I assume the little pirate encounter was in the report.
Yeah.
The little police fighters.
Gangplank walks off the ship.
Yeah, and the...
Well, you of course have your month long of leave.
Thank you, sir.
You're dismissed. Alright, how much of that month is used towards healing for me?
Yours actually.
So do they have that high tech month long healing in one day thing?
What are your stats at?
Do I need to roll for the week we were in?
Yes.
Yes, you do.
Okay, so I'm at a D6 minus plus.
Are you still seriously injured?
Yeah.
Okay, so you heal 2 plus your endurance modifier.
Okay, so I heal 1 a day.
That's right.
Okay.
Don't you heal, though?
Hmm?
Yeah.
You don't add a minus 1 endurance?
Yes, I've got a 3 endurance right now because of the operation.
Good. So the operation did save your life.
So basically, if I put that, my endurance gets up to a 0 when I hit 5?
6.
6. 6. Okay, so it would take 3 days of healing if I put those all in endurance to get me to a 0, so then I'd start getting 2 per day, right?
Yes.
Okay, I'll do that. So then I've got 4 more days of healing.
And then you want to put those points into whichever stat's closest to...
Then I shove the rest, those 8, into strength. So by the time I get here, I am no longer seriously injured with an 8 strength and 5 endurance. My dex is still a 0.
Okay.
As you said, you're in a body cast.
Yes. Yours will... you only take about a week or two, and then you... or you take 1 week and then about a week of physical therapy.
So basically, I only get 2 weeks worth of training.
You get 2 weeks worth of training. The reason why you have a week of physical therapy is because you're getting used to having plastic parts.
At least it's very high-quality plastic
parts. They are high-quality plastic parts. It's just, they're plastic parts.
On the outside, at least since I'm still part of the military, they're paying for all of this.
Yes, you got it on their budget. Hold on. Oh, sorry, you have to pay 50%.
No, Andre, the physical therapy is easier for me because these aren't the only plastic parts I have.
So, now you gotta be careful, you gotta spend his. Yes, I've done this one before. Actually, that's just a new plastic part.
Look at my leg.
It's not even real anymore.
Darius is, of course, oh, honey!
He
grabs you and rub.
Ow!
Oh, I'm sorry!
Pull it shut!
I've had a few of those. Please, lay down. The kids are out.
Stay down!
A few of them jump on you as... No! Off your mother, she's injured! Oh, suddenly they all get the wide cat eyes, like...
Hi, Mommy, we missed you.
We missed you, too. Just no jumping.
Are we still going to have mac and cheese tonight?
Yes.
It's all he knows how to cook.
We've been having mac and cheese for like a month now.
It was cool the first few times.
I suppose he's ordered pizza once or twice.
PPJ was okay.
No, since he's the head of the security, they just take them down to the cafeteria. Can't we actually have a cooked meal? No. Look, Jell-O.
All right, now we need to make sure that Mother's all right. That over the next few weeks, you heal well beforehand, but your kid, you still play it for your kids. So of course they bring you breakfast in bed. they help bathe each other.
As in the oldest.
They lick each other.
That sounds dirty.
Hairballs go over there.
Into the incinerator.
It smells like burning hair in here.
I'm companion home. Cube. You must put it down.
Well, of course, you're living it up. And Darius, after about the first week's like, you should be fine at this point.
Oh, I've been fine a while ago.
If you're training for a new skill, you have to first train for the 0.
No.
Okay.
So zero, at this point, you never have to deal with a 0 again.
Zeros are only gotten at character creation when you enter a career and when you from your home planet.
And it's a week per point to get.
Basically, it's a week for point you already have,
yeah,
plus the two, plus a week for
I'm
every rank.
I'm planning on getting engineering. Oh, yeah, engineering power plant one.
I have after the most recent incident.
I need 16 weeks of training for that.
That's what you get for having four terms.
Yep.
So in four sessions, I have 11 weeks worth to get whatever I choose.
It'll take me three sessions to get my next skill because I need nine.
Oh, wait, I'm moving out because I lost 2 weeks since I spent most of this,
That
would be the difference, say, for example, if you all started at age 18. It takes you 3 weeks to learn a new skill.
Yes, there are benefits to not having a career.
Wait.
Two from the skill package.
Do we count the level zeros?
Oh, you get two from the skill package.
Okay. Zeros count as zero.
Yeah, zeros do not count as anything.
Okay.
One, so two, three,
I have 15
four,
skills.
Five, six, seven, okay. Eight, nine, 10, 11, 12. So,
to get something to one, you need 13.
13 weeks?
Yep.
I need 11 more weeks.
All right.
So three more sessions.
What are you going to get it in?
I don't know. It is 10:30. Do you guys want to start the next session, or do you want to...
I say call it.
I'm done for the evening.
I was going to say before you threw me in my house, I was going to... transport everything to the lab.
Okay, you transport everything to the lab.
I think it's done for the
tentacle fish.
Yeah, and do stuff there, but whatever.
Is there anything else we need on the ship right now?
That was the first thing I was going to do.
Unfortunately,
then I was teleported home.
Unfortunately, your husband is head of security. He arrested you and brought you home.
God damn it.
Is there a way that we can upgrade the engines on our ship?
First, you have to upgrade the power plant and the engines. I can talk to you about that post-game.
Does anyone have survival?
Yes.
She should have one.
Okay. However, this is a safe place to call it.
Do you like that sound? Then check out the Gamers Haven Podcast at www.gamershavenpodcast.com. It's three guys talking about RPGs, board games, and all things game-related. There is also a huge selection of actual play recordings featuring a variety of your favorite gaming systems. Don't worry, you're safe here. You've found a Gamer's Haven.
You've been listening to the Gamer's Haven Podcast. Subscribe to the show by visiting our website at gamershavenpodcast.com, where you can also discuss all things gaming in our forum, drop us an email, or just peruse our episode archives. You can also call us toll-free and leave a message to be played on the show by dialing 1-877-416-1270. That's toll-free, 877-416-1270. On our website, you'll also find our actual play podcasts chronicling our misadventures through all things role-playing. Enjoy what you hear? Why not support the Gamers Haven by purchasing Gamers Haven merchandise, visiting our affiliates, or just by clicking on our donate button? The Gamers Haven podcast is released under a Creative Commons Attribution Non-Commercial, Share Alike 3.0 United States license, some rights reserved. Some music in this podcast is used with permission of Joe Hero Band at joehero.com. This is a Thousand Monkeys production.
This concludes the broadcast from World Control.